The following is a presentation of Foothills Media Sports.
Handoff, Joe Ray Morrison. Morrison up the middle, 30, 25, 20. He's gone, baby. Touchdown, Eagles. Here we go. Phil Anselkis going to throw one up. She knocked it down. Unbelievable. And it gets away from him. Chance to win here. That's ball game. And the Eagles are heading to the semifinals. Pressure coming. He fires. Intercepted at the 50-yard line. Algo right on by and slam on you in the process. My goodness gracious.
Hello and welcome to our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio. Our coverage is brought to you by the 3WC family of sports boosters. Wilkes Communications, Deal Insurance, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Impact Collision Center, Blue Ridge Energy, The Logger Shop, Royals Mustang, Miller Funeral Service, Blue Ridge Tractor, Just Save, Great State Bank, Don's Char Grill, Chuck Wallace Construction, McDonald's, Piedmont Federal, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Wake Forest Baptist, Orthopedic West Park, A Bug Man, Executive Financial, Wilkes Hardware, Kirk's Automotive, Cornerstone Creations, Express Computer Clinic, and Meineke. Well over 63 years now, Wilkes Communications has been your technology partner, offering home telephone service, high-speed internet with speeds up to 1 gig, wireless networking, digital television, security systems, and much more. Wilkes Communications is dedicated to excellence in customer service, and they're committed to this community. They've given over $115,000 in scholarships to high school seniors. Find out more about Wilkes Communications online at wilkes.net. or call them at 336-973-3103.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show online at wilkes.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Nest, home of the Wilkes Central Eagles, where tonight we bring you high school basketball for the first time in almost 2 weeks. Last week's games were postponed due to the snow that came through late on Tuesday night, on into Wednesday, and that left us without basketball on Friday night. But tonight, we've got in-county basketball, North Wilkes and Wilkes Central coming your way tonight. So far, we've played one quarter in the varsity girls matchup, and your score after one is Wilkes Central 11, North Wilkes 10. And we look forward to a great night of basketball. We're also going to have updates throughout the night with Ken Bird from East Wilkes and West Wilkes. So it should be a good night of basketball here tonight at the Nest. I'm Igman Chambers alongside my broadcast colleague, Mr. Keith Bryan, here tonight as we look forward to getting this season back and going. I tell you what, Keith, it feels like forever since we've actually had a game to broadcast. Going a week without one after being so used to since football week in and week out, it felt a little different.
Well, it definitely did, and this is you're going around on the second go round, and I'll tell you what, at least on the boys' side, this game is really going to be interesting tonight. In the fact that there's some retribution factors going on with Wilkes Central, and they got to definitely pick up their game because they know this North Wilkes team has already got a win against them earlier in the year up there at Hayes. So, they know that they just can't come in here and just because it says Eagles on the front of their uniform, that North Wilkes is just going to roll over and let them.
You're exactly right. I agree with you 100%. And so far, this girls' game has been as physical as any girls' game we have seen so far this year. Hence, a low-scoring ball game through one quarter of play and still just not even played a full minute here in the second quarter. But you look at where we sit so far, just a couple weeks left in the regular season. Our last game of the regular season will take place on Tuesday night, February the 6th. That is 2 weeks from tonight. And we will be at Starmount High School with these very same Wilkes Central Eagles when they do battle with the Rams, and that could easily be for the regular season conference championship.
Well, there's a lot of games left to be played, and tonight being one of them. I mean, the Eagles basically at this point in time, you hate to say that every game is a must win, but
right.
It just about they're in that position right now where every game is a must win if they want to contend for the regular season title.
Well, I agree with you 100%. This game here tonight could be a make or break on one of these two teams, as they're the two teams currently tied for second place. We're talking on the boys' side. North Wilkes, however, they've made a gap between them and everybody else when it comes to the girls' side. They're a game up on East Wilkes, and so far then they're at least three games up on everybody else. So a loss here tonight and an East Wilkes win over West Wilkes actually helps East Wilkes more than it does anybody, because the gap is that far in between in the girls' standings at this point. But you look down the stretch of this season here, Keith, you got a lot of games this week. These girls and guys both going to be playing three games this week. You play tonight, turn around, play Thursday night and Friday night. How do you think this is going to factor in? Do you think that a lot of momentum can be built by winning your game here tonight to carry over into Thursday and Friday?
Well, you know, you got East playing tonight, and of course you got North playing tonight. Now the key is North's going to be playing. I mean, this is not a given game here at Wilkes Central. And the two toughest teams in the conference that the Lady Vikings are going to have to face is tonight and tomorrow night. And they're going to have to go to East Wilkes tomorrow night and play down there. So it just does not get any easier. And the good thing about it is that Stephen Phillips uses a lot of his players on the bench. So, you know, you don't have to go with an iron five, so to speak. But, you know, not only that, but then Friday night they got an Ashe County team coming in to up the Hays. So, you know, it could be make or break for this team and also for the Eagle boys. They got three games this week.
I agree with you. I mean, you know, this is it. This is, you're really going to find out how much your team's made of over this stretch this week when you got a lot of games in a very short period of time. So you're going to find out a lot about how well your team's going to be set up to fare through the remainder of this season. Of course, this is part one of our game of the week this week, as coming up on Thursday night, we will have the game we were supposed to bring you back on Friday night right here at the Nest. We'll be back right here in this same spot on Thursday night for West Wilkes and Wilkes Central, what looks to be another good matchup. As we hinted on just a little bit ago, we will have updates throughout the night with Ken Bird from East Wilkes and West Wilkes, as that promises to be a good matchup coming up here tonight as well up in Mills Creek, as the Cardinals look for win number one. West Wilkes has kind of hit their stride and playing good ball in conference play. Do you see East Wilkes, they were blew out by West Wilkes in the first matchup, Keith. Do you see them being able to keep it close with West Wilkes any at all? They seem to have found a little bit of competitiveness against Wilkes Central in the last basketball game these two teams played. They led Wilkes Central after one quarter. It was only a 7-point game at halftime, and then all of a sudden Wilkes Central was just able to pull away in the second half.
Well, the one thing that I've seen in the last couple of times, especially on the East Wilkes side, is the fact that Longbottom is kind of helping him with the scoring a little bit. I mean, it's still, everybody knows Bryce Vestal's going to get his points, but, you know, even Coach Atkins is saying the same thing. I mean, you cannot win with just one player doing 80% of your scoring. Somebody else is going to have to step up to the plate. And it seems like Longbottom has done a good job of trying to pick up some of that scoring. And, you know, and I think that's the biggest thing is the fact that, you know, I think J.K. realizes that, you know, they're not going to compete for no regular season championship. They just need to go out there and continue to get cohesive and get themselves ready for the playoffs when they come in. And Atkins has done a formidable job. I mean, you don't put somebody in there five games into the season and expect them to miraculously win the conference championship.
Exactly right. You know, it's a process, and East Wilkes seems to be picking up on the process just one game at a time, but they are getting there. We got to take a break here on the Wilkes Communications pregame show. We'll also hear from Ken on his pregame segment, give you a little info on that matchup going on in Miller's Creek tonight between the winless East Wilkes Cardinals and the West Wilkes Blackhawks, who seem to be hitting their stride at the right time of the season. That's all coming up here on the Wilkes Communications pregame show.
Are you hungry for more internet speed? Well, feed your devices. That's right. If you're hungry for more internet speed, you can add or upgrade your Wilkes Communications internet and receive a $40 bill credit. Just donate $10 to our Samaritan Kitchen Food Bank to qualify. The offer ends February 28th, 2018. For more information, call us at 336-973-3103 or visit Wilkes Communications online at wilkes.net.
Meet Pam and Bob. As a Touchstone Energy Cooperative representative, Pam's answered Bob's questions for years.
I've got a good one today.
Bring it on, Bob.
Why do I keep getting calls about going in the solar power business?
You know what? They called our house, too.
Huh. That had to be weird.
Yeah, a little. Just make sure to contact your local electric co-op before signing anything, like you did.
Learn more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Brought to you by Blue Ridge Energy. Visit BlueRidgeEMC.com to learn more.
I heard about your mom. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thanks. And as heartbreaking as it is, having to make funeral arrangements makes it even more difficult and expensive.
I have a friend who, in trying to save money, got a service that just didn't do justice to her mom's memory. And the thing is, for the same price or less, she could have used Miller Funeral Service.
Are you saying Miller Funeral Service doesn't cost more?
Funeral services start at under $4,000, with cremation starting at $1,200.
Learn more online at MillerFuneralService.com.
Well, you're up in the morning and you're in a bad mood. Look in the fridge, there's no food. Jump in the car, head down the road. 'Cause you know there's a place that you gotta go. That's Just Save Foods, that is. Now, if you've never been to Just Save, go on down and check them out. I'll guarantee you, you'll be glad you did. There's no way that you could ever lose when you shop at Just Save Foods.
Thanks for joining us for high school sports here on Hometown Christian Radio. Did you know that 3WC reaches a wide audience of listeners? From the music that we play to the local news that we broadcast and our high school sports, we reach a wide and varied audience. Not only the Christian community, but the non-Christian community as well. If you'd like to talk to us about reaching more people with your business message, contact us at 336-838-1241, Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Radio reaches more people every week than Google, Twitter, and all of the other social media sites. Radio gets results. Let us partner with you to bring customers to your business. 336-838-1241.
Well, good evening, sports fans, and welcome to another great evening of high school basketball. In-county rivalry matchups tonight, two of them. And I'm here at West Wilkes, the Cardinals against West Wilkes, the Battle of the Birds. And for the girls' game tonight, well, East Wilkes trying to stay up near the top of the heap on the, in the Yankton Valley Conference, and they are currently second behind North Wilkes. And West Wilkes, they're trying to get the top echelon of the conference. So should be a pretty good game tonight in the girls' game. I'll update that one as it progresses. And then the boys' matchup, well, East Wilkes just trying to avoid total futility in their season, but maybe they can get on the winning track tonight. We'll just see how it all turns out, the boys' game, the Blackhawks and the Cardinals. So I'll be here throughout the night giving you updates from beginning to end. And this update has been brought to you from West Wilkes by the good folks at Jerry Snack Bar, Swan Creek Road in Jonesville, serving up great food daily. Jerry Snack Bar. And this is Ken from West Wilkes. Stay tuned to basketball on 3WC.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to the Nest here tonight. 2:51 left in the first half of this girls' matchup. And your score is Wilkes Central 19, North Wilkes 17. We'll bring you the full play-by-play of the girls' game in the second half, as we always do. And I tell you what, Keith, so far, the Wilkes Central Lady Eagles have dominated this game, especially on the backboards.
Well, they definitely have. It just seems like at this point in time that North Wilkes just really hasn't caught. They're just, I mean, they're doing a good job defensively. They just can't seem to find an offensive prowess right here. But, you know, we saw that last week. You know, they started out the first half and they were kind of lethargic.
Right.
And came up third quarter against Allegheny, man, they were on fire. So, you know, they're keeping it close. And that, I think at this point, Coach Phillips is glad with that. But the one thing that they've not really been able to do, and they just did just then, Victoria Young pushing the ball, And that's the one thing. If they can get Wilkes Central to play faster than they want to play, I think it'll play right in their hands.
I agree with you 100%. If there's one thing we know Stephen Phillips knows how to do when you head to the locker room, that's make adjustments. As you mentioned, we seen it last week firsthand, or a week and a half ago against Allegheny the other Friday night, when the third quarter, that was about the best third quarter of basketball we've seen North Wilkes play at all. I mean, you're looking back. They were hitting every single thing. I believe reeled off close to 30 points in that third quarter the other Friday night. But with 2.5 minutes to go, Victoria Young knocks in a free throw. It's 19-18 Wilkes Central. Remember, we will once again bring you the full play-by-play of the girls' game in the second half. But you look, coming up here with what we've got, you've got this game tonight. You got West Wilkes and Wilkes Central Thursday night. East Wilkes and North Wilkes are playing tomorrow night. So, I mean, this is a loaded week for basketball in Wilkes County.
Well, like I said, I mean, if you can get through this week with three W's,
right,
you definitely are in good shape for the rest of the season. Because, you know, North Wilkes has got the two toughest teams. They're probably the three. I'm going to say the three toughest teams left in the conference as far as on the girls' side.
Right.
Now, the boys' side, you know, that's a little different because they're like, that Starmount team's the last game. But still, when you can win, you can play two games at home and one game on the road. And come away with 3-0. That's going to go a long ways toward how the seeding is going to go in the conference.
I agree with you 100%. And you look at the conference tournament. You know, if it was to start today, you'd have Starmount as your one seed. You would have North Wilkes as your two seed. Wilkes Central your three seed. Nash County your four seed. If it was to shape up today. Because right now, North Wilkes owns the tiebreaker over Wilkes Central, and North Wilkes has a chance to pretty much just whoever loses this boys' game tonight can go ahead and, barring anything unforeseen, can go ahead and write their regular season conference championship hopes out.
Well, basically, three losses are just not going to win this conference this year. Starmount was one loss, and like I said, tonight is a big, big step on the boys' side. Because, like you said, if you're going to contend, I hate to say this, but it's a must-win.
It is. I mean, you know, you don't obviously want to over-rethink the game, but it is what it is, and it's definitely a must-win game if you want to keep your regular season conference championship hopes alive. Ashe County's playing good physical basketball right now. They beat Wilkes Central the other week, so Ashe County is right there close in with Wilkes Central, but it's going to be hard to pull. Starmount only has one loss in conference play, and that was to Wilkes Central a couple of weeks back, but it's going to be hard to pull two losses out of Starmount with only 2 weeks left in the season.
Well, you know, the other thing is that one of the losses for Wilkes Central was Ash, but they're going to play them down here.
Yeah.
And, you know, once again, you got a sort of a retribution factor, much like tonight. And, you know, the home crowd's going to make a big, big difference in how they play, I believe.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We're under 2 minutes left here in this first half of play. 19-19, we are all deadlocked here at the Nest. Wilkes Communications pregame show rolls on after this.
For well over 63 years now, Wilkes Communications has been your technology partner, offering home telephone service, high-speed internet with speeds up to 1 gig, wireless networking, digital television, security systems, and much more. Wilkes Communications is dedicated to excellence in customer service, and they're committed to this community. They've given over $115,000 in scholarships to high school seniors. Find out more about Wilkes Communications online at wilkes.net or call them at 336-973-3103. The history of Raine Sturdivant Funeral Home goes back almost 100 years and touches generations of families in Wilkes and surrounding counties. They have a state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro, as well as a full-service monument company. Scenic Memorial Gardens is also there for you with their beautiful chapel mausoleum and cemetery facility. Raine Sturdivant Funeral Home, Scenic Memorial Gardens, and Raine Sturdivant Monument Company, a proud part of Wilkes County and a supporter of high school sports here on 3WC.
Have you got bugs on the ceiling, bugs on the wall, bugs in the kitchen, bugs in the hall, bugs on the windows, bugs on the doors? You got so many bugs you can't stand them anymore. A bug man will do the job right. No more bugs in your house tonight. Wayne Salmon at A Bug Man will take care of this problem for you. Call 984-7677. Say goodbye and good riddance
to your bug problems. Call A Bug Man, 984-7677.
No more bugs in your house tonight.
Your vehicle deserves the very best, and if you've been in an accident, then let us recommend Impact Collision Center. They're dedicated to taking care of your repairs. Maybe your vehicle needs painting or any kind of body work. Trust the professionals. Trust Impact Collision Center. From repairs, rentals, towing, insurance claims to refinishing and detailing, these guys work hard for your satisfaction. Impact Collision Center, 1518 West D Street, North Wilkesboro, and 1923A U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. Is pain or injury keeping you out of the game or from doing what you love? The specialist at Wake Forest Baptist Health Orthopedics West Park can help. Their comprehensive program treats all types of conditions, including sports injuries, back and spine problems, and joint pain. Wake Forest Baptist Health Orthopedics West Park is conveniently located at 1917 West Park Drive in North Wilkesboro. To schedule an appointment with an orthopedic specialist, call 336-903-7845. That's 336-903-7845. Home of the Jumbo Wings, our friends at Ted's Kickin' Chicken. Offering the daily lunch special from 11 till 2, a chicken sandwich, fries, and drink for $5.95. Tuesday, 59-cent wings, dine-in only. Wednesdays and Saturdays, love the half chicken and a side for $6.50. Thursday, scrumptious chopped chicken salads are $5.99. Friday, try the three chicken tenders, fries, and drink for $6.95. Call 336-667-7162 for takeouts or dine in with Ted's Kickin' Chicken, 1007 Statesville Road in North Wilkesboro, locally owned and operated.
Holy moly, I need a new set of tires.
Huh, no joke. Ted, going over to Royals Mustang, Jay is an authorized Cooper Tire dealer, but he can also hook you up with any other brand of tire you want.
Where's he located?
Right there at 167 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro.
Hot dog, let's head over there now. I can't wait any longer.
Well, Ted, while we're there, let's go ahead and fill up the car too, because Royals has 100% ethanol-free pure gas.
Well, I'll be. My car is going to be like new with new tires and pure gas from Royals Mustang.
That's the point.
Let's roll.
As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, providing you dependable, affordable power is our first priority. Come rain or come shine. But you can also count on us for localized information on the latest renewable energy options. Information that's every bit as reliable as our energy. Learn more at touchstoneenergy.com.
Brought to you by Blue Ridge Energy. Visit BlueRidgeEMC.com to learn more.
It's the Wilks Communications pregame show, online at Wilks.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to the Nest. We have finally hit halftime in this girls' matchup here tonight with your score 22-19 in favor of the Lady Vikings of North Wilkes as they hold a slim three-point margin here tonight over Wilkes Central in a tight-knit ball game. We expected this game to be a dogfight and to be physical and keep so far through one half. It has lived up to what we thought.
Well, score indicates that as much, but the one thing like that I've seen so far is the physicality of this game. I mean, you know, you think of girls, but I tell you what, this game is about as physical as a game as I've seen, especially on the girls' side. And but that's the one thing, you know, the one thing that I've seen so far. Wilkes Central definitely wants to try to get the ball to Coles. We've seen them trying to work inside to her, but Emily Phillips doing a great job on her.
Yep.
And the other thing is Savannah Billings is really, at this point, she's been a non-factor in this game.
Yeah, she's gotten two early fouls in so far in this game, and that's something Stephen Phillips has to watch, especially with the physicality of Malaya Coles. You've got Autumn Church. You've got Madison German. So many of those different young ladies that can get inside and cause damage for Coach Compton and his Lady Eagle squad. So it's going to be very key in the second half that you keep her out of even more foul trouble than what she was in the first half.
You have Billings with two. You got Phillips with two. And, that's the two players right there that
For more information,
and you know, the other thing that I've not seen, and we've seen it in previous games, was Billings' three-point shooting. We've not seen any of that tonight. You know, and that's the one thing. If she can shoot that three out there, that's really going to cause a lot of problems, because Wilkes Central, right now, they're going from man-to-man, and they're alternating between man-to-man and 2-3 zone. But if they go man-to-man and Billings can hit that three out there, that's going to open it up for Phillips and them underneath, because Coles is the shot blocker that she is. She can't be out there and then be guarding the three.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Well, I'm being told we have an update here from Ken Bird at, I assume, halftime of the West Wilkes, East Wilkes girls basketball game. So, Ken, take it away. On that, but apparently something is going wrong here and we can't figure that one out. So from what we can gather, though, here at the break in the girls matchup between West Wilkes and East Wilkes, I believe from what we can gather here is that East Wilkes will take a 36-18 lead so far here at half, and that's kind of what we expected in that girls matchup, Keith.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing about it is you know, once again, anytime you start four freshmen, and I know Coach Green, she's as we talked to her earlier in the season about growing pains, and that's the one thing. They're going up against senior-led teams. I mean, you got four seniors starting for East Wilkes, and then one junior.
Yeah.
So, and then you got four against four freshmen and one senior. So that's the one thing. I mean, you know, you're going to go through some growing pains. But one thing that's going to happen is that team's just going to get nothing but better. I mean, you know, this North Wilkes girls team like this, they started out with freshmen. And, you know, the prior to their coming, they were 0-21.
Yeah. You're exactly
so,
right.
So, you know, it's a process. And, you know, a lot of people think that it's just, you know, you can just do it overnight. But you cannot do that. You got to get them used. It's a big difference from playing middle school ball to high school ball, and a big difference from high school ball to college ball.
Oh.
I mean, you just.
It is definite night and day. I believe we may have our technical difficulty with Ken's report worked out.
Ken with an update. 3-2-1. From Westfield High School, a battle of the birds. Lady Cardinals and Lady Blackhawks going at it. And at halftime here, it's an 18-point advantage for the East Wilkes team. 36-18, a doubled-up score. Tess Jolly leading the way. She's had four of those rainbow threes that she did. For 12 points, 8 points by Lexington Purdue, 4 points Lakin Matthews, 2 points each for Liam Hance and Lauren Johnson, 1 point of Minnesota Gracie Brown. West for West Wilkes, leading the way, 7 points for Jalen Wilcox, 5 for Clodge, 4 for McPherson, 2 for Maston. For a total of 18. So at halftime, 36-18. East Wilkes Cardinals leading over West Wilkes. And this update brought to you by the nice folks down at Country Corner Cafe in beautiful downtown Rondo on Main Street across from the fire department. Nobody's seen it the next time you're hungry. And for West Wilkes, this is Ken for 3WC4.
And thank you very much, KB, as once again he is checking in throughout the night with us from the East Wilkes and West Wilkes game, as that should continue to be a good one here tonight as we will eventually move over to the boys. Just like with us here, we're 4 minutes away from getting you started here on the second half, and we will give you play-by-play coverage throughout the rest of the night. That'll be coming up here as we roll on here on Hometown Christian Radio 3WC halfway through your 7 o'clock hour.
Setting up that Young Athletes College Fund, or growing a monthly income for your retirement that's guaranteed, or shopping for a better fixed return than you're getting now, give Les Dyer a call at Executive Financial. Les can also help put together a customized 401k plan for your business or medical practice that could significantly maximize your contributions. He can also help save you money by modernizing that old expensive life insurance protection you've been paying for. Call Les Dyer at Executive Financial today, 667-1849. Help is only a quote away. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now and save on New Holland equipment you need from Blue Ridge Tractor. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay and harvesting equipment. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Stop by Blue Ridge Tractor in Wilkesboro to see how much you can save. Blue Ridge Tractor at the corner of Browns Ford Road and Highway 268 in Wilkesboro. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Looking to build or remodel? From simple renovations to constructing new homes, Chuck Wallace Construction can assist you with all your building needs. If your kitchen or bathroom cabinets need an update, they can custom build and install new cabinets as well. They are licensed and insured. Check out their Facebook page. Chuck Wallace Construction is located at 125 Woodhaven Road in North Wilkesboro. Their business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. To speak with professionals at Chuck Wallace Construction, call 336-902-9200. Again, that phone number, 336-902-9200.
Snow sleds, shovels, and ice melt, all available at Wilkes County Hardware. Also halogen and LED lights, too. Electric and kerosene heaters can keep you warm, and they can put a handle on almost anything. From tools to Traeger grills, pottery, Tate Finley photographs, and cleaning items, shop with our good friends at Wilkes County Hardware. It'll take you back in time. 324 10th Street, downtown North Wilkesboro, where they make keys that work. That's what they do at Wilkes Hardware.
It's the Wilkes Communications pregame show, online at wilkes.net. Or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to the Nest as we now have a minute and 12 seconds till we get rolling here in the second half of play. Keith, what do you think is the key to game for North Wilkes and Wilkes Central each? Give your respective key to the game, or for the second half, I should say, for that, for each one to be able to pull this game out.
Well, on the North Wilkes side, I'm thinking that you're going to have to speed up the game. They play so much better when they're running the floor well. And on the Wilkes Central side, you're going to have to continue to try to get that ball into Coles and German. We saw that early in the game. Did a very good job in there getting the ball inside to them. I think they kind of relied a little bit too much on the three ball. We saw, you know, Workman shoot four or five there that were off the mark. And sometimes it seems that this Wilkes Central team has a tendency to settle on that three ball. And to me, with the inside presence that they got, I mean, get that ball inside. I mean, I'm old school.
All right, I agree with you 100%. I think you give some very good keys to the way this game needs to finish out for both of these squads to be able to take home W's here tonight. And so we are set for second half action. As so far, you're starting five for this Wilkes Central girls team in the second half. Madison German, Lacey Triplett, Erica Wyatt, Carson Anderson, and Malaya Coles will be your starting five here in the second half for the Wilkes Central Lady Eagles. And then, of course, for North Wilkes, it's your usual starting five of Victoria Young, Emily Phillips, Sapphire Nichols, Reagan Cass-Stevens, and then Savannah Billing standing in the middle. Remember, she has two fouls. Phillips also has two fouls, so two key things to watch. Victoria Young with the basketball. She hands off Savannah Billings, top of the key. Billings working her way around the outside, now hands off to Victoria Young. Young with the basketball has a double team come her way. Wilkes Central now breaking out into a 3-2 zone. Corner three open for Emily Phillips. That's a no-go, and we're going to have a jump ball right off the get-go, and that's going to be Wilkes Central ball as the possession arrow favors them. So the ball will go to the Lady Eagles. Carson Anderson with the basketball, now hands off Lacey Triplett. North Wilkes breaking out the full court press here, and Wilkes Central gets by it pretty much with ease. Madison German, she hands to the hoop, and she's short on the layup attempt, and we got another jump ball. This time it'll go back to North Wilkes. So in a matter of 28 seconds, we've already seen two jump balls in the second half.
Well, that's the one, and you notice that what we talked about, Wilkes Central definitely trying to get that ball inside. North Wilkes trying to get the game speeded up.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So with that, It is 7:25 to go here in this third period, and it is 22-19 so far. Victoria Young with the basketball, and so loose ball on the court. It's going to be picked up by Carson Anderson. Carson Anderson to the hoop, and she's not able to finish. Loose ball. Reagan Cass-Stevens comes away with it. Victoria Young now with a basketball, and it's going to be a kick ball violation. It does go off the foot. Well, that looked like easily a kick ball, and it's going to be 7:03 to go third period. Stephen Phillips is irate, so is the North Wilkes faithful here as we go through the way this game's looking here in this second period. And that was a questionable call even from our vantage point. It looked like it went off a white shoe.
But, you know, at this point in the game, it didn't really make a difference one way or another because Wilkes Central couldn't score. So
Victoria Young with the basketball. Reagan Cass-Stevens down with it. Goes down low to Sapphire Nichols. Outside pass. Emily Phillips thought about the three. Now passes up Cass-Stevens, who goes to Billings for about a 17-footer. She's unable to finish. And Cass-Stevens and Victoria Young collide with each other going after the loose ball. And now it goes back to Wilkes Central.
Have you noticed that Billings, though, is now out there, we've talked about.
Yeah, I mean, you're exactly
she's got
right.
a good outside jump shot. They're trying to get Coles out of the paint.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to try to bring Malaya Coles out to open up that inside, because when she stays in there, you're talking about a field day for Wilkes Central. Carson Anderson, three ball off, no good. Rebound, Savannah Billings. Victoria Young with the basketball, and she's got a double team coming on with Carson Anderson. Lacey Triplett, she loses the basketball. Lacey Triplett up and in, an easy two. And it's now 22-21 in favor of the North Wilkes Lady Vikings. Their lead's been cut down to one. Reagan Cass-Stevens, North Wilkes Central trying to pull out some double teams, and another North Wilkes turnover, loose ball, and we got a jump ball. And we've got a possession arrow going to favor Wilkes Central and go back.
I tell you, I had the opportunity to coach Madison German, that young lady.
You know how physical she is.
She's tough as a pine knot, I'm going to tell you.
Well, you got about five or six girls out here that all play with the same exact mindset of physical basketball. And so it kind of runs from the first lady in the starting five all the way down to about the seventh or eighth one on the bench. So, and we got a foul.
That's the third foul on Billings.
Savannah Billings.
And she's going
third.
That's going to put her to the bench.
One would think, anyway. And it is. Avery Wood's going to come in. You talk about a young lady that's tough. This is one you also know that's very tough in Avery Wood.
Yeah, I mean, she's quite a load under there and a great rebounder.
Lacey Triplett trying to drive baseline. She kicks out. Erica Wyatt for three, knocks it down. It's now 24-22 in favor of the Lady Eagles. Under 5.5 to go, third period. Victoria Young slowly walks up the court. Hands off Emily Phillips, who hands off Sapphire Nichols. Nichols looking for somewhere to go. Ball is tipped, but it falls into the hands of Victoria Young. Young with the basketball, passes far right corner to Wood. Inside Emily Phillips, in between Malaya Coles and Carson Anderson. That's not easily done, Keith.
No, but I tell you what, that young lady right there, she's tough. She gets that ball down there on the low blocks. She's as good as they come in the conference.
We're all knotted up here at 24. Awkward layup from Erica White. It's no good. Loose ball. Malaya Coles comes away with it. And now Avery Wood hits the deck with it. And do we have a foul?
Yeah, it's a foul.
North Wilkes is number two.
Victoria Young going to be called with the personal foul.
That's her third.
Second team foul.
And it's a second team foul on North Wilkes. Inside Malaya Coles. That's a rare one when you don't see her finish inside. Loose ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Lady Viking basketball. Once again, it's rare when you see Malaya Coles miss an easy attempt like that.
Yeah, but I think Avery Wood had a little bit to do with that miss right there.
I agree. Victoria Young with the basketball for North Wilkes. 4:43 rolling third period. Trying to get this offense set up and rolling. Sapphire Nichols kicks to the far right corner with Avery Wood. Now kicks back up Victoria Young. Young goes to Cass Stevens. Left corner to Nichols. Up in the post. Emily Phillips turn. Unable to get the hook shot to fall. Loose ball, and it will stay Lady Viking basketball.
I tell you, Phillips is really getting a good job of getting the inside position right there on Coles.
Sapphire Nichols to inbound underneath the basket. She does so to Avery Wood. Back out toward the top of the key. Now a corner three for Sapphire Nichols. Unable. Victoria Young mistimed her jump. Reagan Cass-Stevens, what a save. Gets it up and in, does Reagan Cass-Stevens.
Reagan Cass-Stevens.
Shelby Rowe going to come to the scorer's table to check in for North Wilkes. Carson Anderson with the basketball. Now gives it up Lacey Triplett. Now up Erica Wyatt. Wyatt gets a screen from Anderson. Wyatt picks up her dribble. A cross-court pass. Lacey Triplett goes inside. Malaya Coles, who turns, goes up. Unable to finish. Gets her own rebound. Pumps. Goes up and Malaya finishes Coles. Strong. 26-26. They cannot keep this young lady off the backboard tonight. Victoria Young. And we got a timeout by Stephen Phillips. He wants to talk about it. And that, of course, is a McDonald's timeout. Only a 30-second timeout, though. So we're going to keep it right here in this one. And I tell you what, Keith, you look, 26-26, 3:46 to go, third period. This game's going to, be, I think, come down to, number one, defensively. Defense is going to, I think, end up making the biggest difference in this game. And number two, whoever can stay out of foul trouble.
Well, right now, you know, you got Billings with three. You got Young with three. And of the two, I think Victoria Young would hurt them more than Billings because she is a ball handler and she does so many things on defense. But the one thing I'm really impressed with Wilkes Central is the fact that they've gone away from shooting the threes all the time. I mean, Wyatt made one, but she had a good look at it. That was a good shot. They're going inside, and that's what's going to win the game for them.
So now Victoria Young with the basketball off the inbound to Shelby Raw. She has checked in for Reagan Cass Stevens. Trying to take their time here is North Wilkes, not trying to rush anything. Victoria Young takes up her dribble, hands off Emily Phillips, who makes a good cut. She's fouled. Do they give her the continuation?
No, that's a foul on the
floor.
Well, did they
count the basket?
Yeah.
I've not seen them change the scoreboard yet.
Emily Phillips and one.
Yep.
Number 14, Carson. Yeah,
we got a little NBA.
That looked like a little NBA continuation right there. So
now going to the line for the Impact Collision Center free throw is Emily Phillips, the and one. She was fouled just past the free throw line and got the big continuation, just like they do in the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, Carson Anderson did the foul, and I agree with Carson. She looked there and, I mean, she got her right there. She crossed the free throw line.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And so the Impact Collision Center free throw was good. It's 29-26. Malaya Coles driving to the hoop. She's unable to finish again. Emily Phillips the rebound. Victoria Young has it. Young trying to make a couple dribble moves now. Slows up the pace with 3:12 and ticking. Shelby Rowe trying to force it inside to Avery Wood. Has it stolen away. Malaya Coles up the court. She comes. She has the odd man out, but she's unable to get it to fall again. Offensive rebound. Now she loses control. Gets it back. Goes up and misses again. Malaya Coles has went cold from the field, Keith.
Yeah, I mean, she's the thing that I've seen that she needs to use that backboard.
Yeah, she's just kind of throwing it up. And so now we've got a foul. Is this going to send Victoria Young to the free throw line? Lacey Triplett going to get hit with a foul. That is her second foul.
They said it was on Coles. That's her fourth. I mean, that's big. That's big right there.
That means Autumn Church, and remember, Autumn Church is a former player for Stephen Phillips, is going to have to maybe play a predominant amount. She's going to play the rest of the third and maybe even half of the fourth before you can attempt to put Coles back in there.
Well, two things, and not to throw off. First of all, she does not have the foot speed Coles has. She does not have the inside moves that Coles has.
Agreed.
But, you know, at this point in time,
you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Shane's got to do that.
Exactly. He has no choice. 31-26 after a couple of Impact Collision Center free throws coming the way of Victoria Young. 31-26, and now Sapphire Nichols and Reagan Cass Stevens have checked back in this game.
And Savannah Billings.
So you got Billings, Phillips, Wood, Cass Stevens, and Nichols. Shot goes up, and a nice little floater for Erica Wyatt. And it's 31-28. This is definitely a physical lineup for North Wilkes. Got some good height and good size. Avery Wood pulls up, follows the shot, gets her own rebound, trying to find somewhere to go, and they say she traveled. I think she forced that shot, Keith. That was not that she shot it way too quick.
Yeah, she shot it too quick, but great job of following the shot and getting the rebound.
She followed the shot. She did what she was supposed to. So with 2:29 to go, third period, 31-28, Carson Anderson will bring the ball up the court for the Lady Eagles. She crosses half court with 2:20 to go. Passes off to Carly Anderson. Anderson throws up a wild floater, and that was just not a good shot to take. Avery Wood gets the rebound. Now Avery Wood picks up her dribble, hands off Sapphire Nichols. Sapphire Nichols has a double team coming her way. She's got to control it. Stephen Phillips wants a foul, but he don't get it.
Yeah, it looked like Carly Anderson right there was blocked. It was a block, but They're letting them play.
And they are definitely letting them play here tonight. You know, this could easily be a preview of a conference tournament semifinal matchup between these two teams, or even a championship matchup, depending on if Wilkes Central was to hit a hot streak in the conference tournament. Reagan Castevens with the ball. Goes inside. Emily Phillips blocked away by Autumn Church. Now Carson Anderson. She'll bring the ball up the court. Crosses half court. 156. A three ball. Erica White. And it's off the backside of the rim. No good. Rebound, Savannah Billings. Wilkes Central keeping the pressure turned up high in this third period. Sapphire Nichols splits a double team. And she passes up. Avery Wood. Turn around. Yes, with a hook shot. 33-28, 135 rolling third period.
I tell you, you can see a big difference since Coles left the game. North's absolutely controlling the boards.
And now Workman with the basketball gives up Carson Anderson. Corner three look for Carly Anderson, and it dribbles off. And North Wilkes, Reagan Castevens wanted that ball to be off of Carly Anderson.
It did. It went right off her foot.
It's right here in front of us. Who are we to say? But it's pretty obvious. But nonetheless, Wilkes Central keeps possession of the basketball. And now they're going to call a foul. And I believe that it's going to be Emily Phillips with the foul. If so, would that not be
number
14, Reagan Castevens? Okay.
That's her second.
So now, Carson Anderson. And that's off the backside of the rim. No good on that first impact collision center free throw. Victoria Young checks in for Reagan Castevens. So now you get your true point guard back in with 1:16 to go third period. Second free throw off the back iron. No good, man. That was two key missed free throws here down the stretch of this third period. Emily Phillips inside, and they get her with a travel. And Stephen Phillips just drops his head.
Well, man, that was a good call right there.
Yeah, it was obvious. Carson Anderson with the basketball. As we close in on a minute to go, third period. And it's a five-point lead for the Lady Vikings. As Workman gets the basketball, hands off Carly Anderson. She's going to get trapped in the corner, tries to force it baseline. Loose ball, she's ganged up. And now Wilkes Central's got to do something. They
That's
get Sapphire
Nichols.
So Sapphire Nichols with the body foul.
I tell you, I got to admire Anderson. She had four Vikings on her and still got rid of that ball.
And we're talking about Carly Anderson, not Carson Anderson, one of the youngest players on this girls' varsity Lady Eagles team. Carson Anderson to inbound with 54 seconds to go. And Autumn Church, I don't think that ball was intended for her, Keith. That ball was intended for Haley Workman. And now we got a foul.
That's on Workman.
So Workman fouls Victoria Young with 49.3 seconds to go third period.
And I tell you, that showed you the difference between a senior and a junior and a freshman.
Yep.
Did you see how she took her body, shielded the ball away from the body, knowing she was going to have contact. I mean, that's just great senior leadership by Victoria Young.
I agree with you 100%. Now, Savannah Billings, she's going to hit the bench, and Shelby Roll checks in. Sapphire Nichols to inbound underneath the basket. She gets it into Shelby Roll, who kicks it out Avery Wood. 45 seconds. North Wilkes can take their time here. There's no shot clock. So now, Victoria Young just taking her time, dribbling her back and forth, left to right, top of the key. Now hands off Sapphire Nichols. Goes inside. Emily Phillips uses her pivot foot, dribbles, picks it up, and hands off Shelby Roll. And she airballs a deep two. Victoria Young with a save to Avery Wood. And it's an and one falling for Avery Wood. She put it up there, and it just hung on the back iron fell in.
That shot, I wish our listeners could see that. Victoria Young went to the out-of-bounds, threw it back over her head right to Avery Wood, and that thing hung on the rim forever.
It was, do I fall or do I not fall, and it finally fell. Avery Wood for an impact collision center free throw. And she knocks it in. The back iron has been kind to her tonight. As it's now 36-28, 27.1 seconds to go here in this third period of play. So now, Carson Anderson for three. Unable to get it to go. Autumn Church, the ball's going to go off of her. She should have had that rebound.
Well, you know, first of all, you got Avery Wood out there, too.
She's breathing down your neck. So, you know, that's not exactly the easiest person to rebound over. 13 seconds now for North Wilkes. Anna Phillips with the basketball. Gives to Sapphire Nichols. Now it goes to Shelby Roll. And it's a loose ball. Avery Wood comes up with it. Cass Stevens, she's got to fire up a three. Banks it in. The bank is open, cha-ching, and it's now 39-28 as this third period comes to a close. Once again, Keith, North Wilkes reels off 18 third-quarter points. Oh, they're going to call that a two, so never mind. They make that 17.
You know, still in all, you could see when Coles went to the bench.
Yep.
That's what happened right there. They went away from trying to get the ball inside. Church was having a hard time getting inside positions. Billings was absolutely owning the defensive glass. And that shows you how much Coles means to that Lady Eagle team.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. So now we're set up with something pretty here as we head towards this fourth and final period. And we'll come back right after this on Hometown Christian Radio.
For all your insurance needs, it's Deal Insurance. Offering home, automobile, life, commercial, and health insurance, they deal with several companies, including Erie, and will do your insurance shopping for you to obtain the best rate possible. The number one product they offer at Deal Insurance is service. And while you're at it, ask them about their God One Church Insurance. Call them today for a free quote. 336-838-3838, 810 North Moravian Street, beside the Flowers Bread Store in Wilkesboro. Deal Insurance.
And welcome back here as we start this fourth and final period. Reagan Cass-Stevens to inbound the basketball to Victoria Young. Cass-Stevens still with the basketball. Victoria Young being pressured by Erica White. Young trying to make a move. Goes inside to Billings. Billings up and over Malaya Coles. Coles knows she has to be careful, Keith.
Well, I mean, she can't play with the same defensive. And that's much to the help of Billings right there. And she realized that. She went straight to the basket.
Yep, you are exactly right. And so now, Lacey Triplett. And up, Madison German off the block shot. Triplett shot got blocked. German had a look but could able to get it to finish. Shelby roll off the feed from Reagan Cass-Stevens. Now, that's fast break offense.
Yeah, I mean, that's just three passes, and they're already down there. And that's what the North Wilkes is wanting to do. They're wanting to speed this game up.
So, Carson Anderson, Erica Wyatt, three ball, corner pocket, and all of a sudden, it's just an 11-point game with 7 minutes to go, fourth period. Emily Phillips with the basketball, hands off Savannah Billings. Billings thought about it, now goes to Victoria Young. Young with the basketball, goes to Shelby Royal. Royal inside Billings. Billings up. Oh, that was close to possibly being a foul. And so now, Savannah Billings.
Coles is playing smart. I mean, she's just going straight up with her hand.
Yeah.
She cannot be aggressive down there.
Carson Anderson with the basketball, trying to go inside. Coles gets it. The pass was intended for German. Malaya got deflected Coles. Right into the hands of Malaya Coles, and she lays it up for two. It's 44-33. Wilkes Central with a press. Good screen from Emily Phillips. Victoria Young thought Phillips was chasing the pass, but gets it back after a wild goose chase with the basketball. Savannah Billings too strong up, gets her own rebound, goes up, unable to finish again. A little helter-skelter basketball now. Lacey Triplett. And Malaya Coles almost got a backcourt. Shelby Roll with a steal. Fast break to the hoop. She goes. And she's unable to finish, but Lacey Triplett's going to get called with a foul. Now, you want to talk about some wild basketball over a stretch of 45 seconds. That was it.
Well, see, like I said, they're actually making Wilkes Central play faster than what they want to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's an old Tommy Johnson trick right there.
Shelby,
I mean, Tommy Johnson was the best. That maybe not having the best talent, but if he got you to play faster, then you could play. His kids was used to playing that way, and that's the one thing Coach Phillips realizes, that his team is faster, and if they can get Wilkes Central to play faster, especially with these freshmen out there, they're going to make mistakes.
Well, 6:02 left, fourth period, 45-33, after a pair of impact collision center free throws from Shelby Royal. And now, Carson Anderson. Hands off Carly Anderson with a pass. Now goes back over to Carson. Inside, Madison German, who turns unable to finish. German gets her own rebound. That shot was altered by Avery Wood. Coles gets it now, and Coles travels.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I mean, this weekend, I called some games up in North, and I had the opportunity to work with Avery Wood. She even told me, she said, there's nobody going to move me out in the Mountain Valley Conference. And she showed that right there.
Cass Stevens was off with a corner three. Carson Anderson now with the basketball, trying to go inside. Malaya Coles up and under Savannah Billings.
Malaya Coles.
It's a 10-point ball game with 5.5 to go. Emily Phillips with the basketball, splits the D, has the numbers advantage. Goes up, shot blocked by Coles, and Coles just has to let Billings get the rebound and go up freely because she can't get too physical inside. It's 47-35, and a McDonald's timeout here on the court as we are at the top of your 8 o'clock hour here tonight. Let's pause 15 seconds for station identification. You're listening to High School Basketball on 3WC.
Bringing you exciting Wilkes County High School sports. This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and W261CG 100.1 FM.
And welcome back here to Wilkes Central. 47-35 is your score on our Just Save Foods game reset, fourth period. 47-35, 5:18 to go in favor of North Wilkes. Four team fouls for the Lady Vikings, five team fouls for the Lady Eagles. And we also want to tell you about Just Save Foods. It'll be running a contest starting tomorrow, and it's going to go for the next week or so. When you spend $35 or more, and that way you can register to win a Yeti cooler full of your favorite meat for the big Super Bowl game coming up in a couple of weeks. So a big deal there. In and out on a three ball from Haley Workman. She gets the rebound after it was saved by Lacey Triplett, and it's going to be a foul call. And who's it on? I believe it's on Emily Phillips. So would that not be her
third?
Third. That's what I'm thinking.
Foul to number 42, Emily Phillips.
Emily Phillips. It is her third. Haley Workman, one of the freshmen at the free throw line, and she's off. This is a big spot for a freshman to be shooting free throws when you're down by 12 with 5 minutes to go.
Well, this is one thing, Wilkes Central, we've seen it, their free throw shooting. I tell you, at this point, you got to put points on the board,
yep,
especially when the clock's not running, if you don't come back.
Workman misses both impact collisions and a free throw. Sapphire Nichols, good job to maintain herself inside Savannah Billings. Victoria Young comes away with it. Billings going to post up Coles once again. She knows Coles is one foul away from being DQ'd. Loose ball, and we got a jump ball. And his possession arrow will favor Will Central.
Alternate possession.
So now,
the Lady Eagles.
If you're Stephen Phillips, Keith, before this game's over, do you put Reagan Cass Stevens back in this game?
Well, right now I think he's got the right players on the floor. And one thing I think that you got to do, and of course I'm sure he's telling them, they got to get that ball inside because you've seen the difference that Coles makes.
Yeah.
So you got to make that young lady play defense. And if she's not going to be able to play defense, you know, you got to keep going in there because, you know, you're going to have basically a layup every time.
So 4.5 to go, fourth period. It's back Wilkes Central basketball after a pass intended for Emily Phillips was too high and sailed out of bounds. Carly Anderson will bring the ball up the court. Victoria Young is watching her from behind.
North Wilkes has gone to a man-to-man.
So now changing up the defense just a little bit as North Wilkes.
And Coles is on the bench.
And are they going to get Emily Phillips with another foul? If so,
Wilkes is number 42.
That's now four. One more, and Emily Phillips is gone. That'd be a huge loss here. Wilkes Central trying to close the deficit under 4.5 to go. Haley Workman inside. Nice drive up and in by the young freshman, Haley Workman. Makes it a 10-point ball game at 47-37. Avery Wood taking her time, kicks back Emily Phillips, who goes up, unable to finish. Stephen Phillips wanted a foul.
Great job by German to stand her ground. I tell you what.
Under 4 minutes to go now. 10-point ball game. Lacey Triplett with the basketball. Drives inside. Hands off German. Easy bucket for two. And now it is an 8-point ball game with 3:51 to go. 47-39. This game far from over. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on Hometown Christian Radio.
Don's Char Grill is hot, cold, and has a monthly drawing. Don's has hot, delicious breakfast plates and biscuits. Don's has hot lunch combos, including hamburgers, cheeseburgers, bloomin' onion burgers, hot dogs, chicken, fish, and barbecue with fries and onion rings. On the cold side, Don's has thick milkshakes made with real ice cream and chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Open Monday through Friday till 3, Saturday with breakfast only till 11. Customer appreciation drawing each month. Stop by or drive through Don's Char Grill, 1501 West D Street, North Wilkesboro.
More of tonight's exciting action continues now on Hometown Christian Radio.
And welcome back to the Nest. 3:51 left in this girls' game. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It's just an 8-point ball game here at 47-239. Reagan Cass Stevens is going to check back into this game for North Wilkes. We're going to see how this game finishes out. Wilkes Central doesn't make any changes. It's Lacey Triplett, Madison German. Yes, Malaya Coles.
She's still on the bench.
Yep, she's still on the bench with four fouls. So this is a big chance for North Wilkes to try to put this game away. Victoria Young inside, unable to finish on the layup. Rebound, Madison German. That's about as easy of a look as she's going to get.
Yeah.
And now Erica Wyatt, a little floater. Too strong, rebound Avery Wood, and now a foul on Erica Wyatt. I tell you what, German and Avery Wood are like two clone body types going up against each other down low.
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't want to go up against neither one of them.
I'll stick to my spot right here at the media table. How about you?
Yep.
Savannah Billings, fast break. She lays it up and in.
Savannah Billings.
So it's 49-39, back to a 10-point ball game, 3:15 to go. Haley Workman in the corner, drives inside. And one, Haley Workman. Is it going to be on Billings or Wood? It's going to be on Billings.
That's her fourth.
North Wilkes is number 55, Savannah Billings.
One more. So you got Billings with four. You got Emily Phillips with four.
And so, you know, when that happens, you know who's coming back in for Wilkes Central.
So now you got Malaya Coles with four and Savannah Billings with four. No, Stephen Phillips is bringing in the freshman Shelby Royal to replace Savannah Billings.
But, you know, he brings Emily Phillips back in with four.
I mean, you're playing devil's advocate here. So you got two girls with four fouls. Malaya Coles has four fouls. So you're taking chances whether you're Shane Compton or you're Stephen Phillips at this point. But that's what you do with 3 minutes left in a tight game. So Impact Collision Center and one free throw here for Haley Workman. Shot goes up. Off the back iron, she is 0-for-3 from the free throw line.
Emily that ball was off of Sapphire Nichols' head.
But it landed right in the hands of Emily Phillips off of the head of Sapphire Nichols. Victoria Young, a nice move to the hoop. Lays it up and in that. It's isolation basketball.
Yeah, that's what under, a great job.
Under 3 minutes to play here. Erica Wyatt in the corner. She had the open three. Elects to go inside. And it goes off the hand of Sapphire Nichols. She had the three-point look from the corner if she wanted it.
Carson Anderson.
So Carson Anderson checks back in for Erica Wyatt. Anderson to inbound the basketball. Kicks it up. And that shot way off. No good by Haley Workman. Emily Phillips comes away with a rebound. Has it poked away by Carly Anderson.
I tell you, that's Workman just really not found her rhythm at all from the three-point range.
15, Erica Wyatt.
Stephen Phillips wanted a foul. I mean, that ball looked like it went off. I'm not here to say, but it looked like it went off Carly Anderson. Three ball, Erica Wyatt. Holy cow. A much-needed basket by Wilkes Central comes with 2.5 to go. It's now a 7-point ball game.
Well, you know, that's the one player I didn't Full quite understand why Compton pulled Erica Wyatt. She's probably the most best three-point shooter he's got. And if you're going to get back in this game, I want my best shooters on the floor.
You're exactly right. A McDonald's timeout here on the court. And so we're going to go ahead and pause for this special message from 3WC.
Thanks for joining us for high school sports here on Hometown Christian Radio. Did you know that 3WC reaches a wide audience of listeners? From the music that we play to the local news that we broadcast and our high school sports, we reach a wide and varied audience. Not only the Christian community, but the non-Christian community as well. If you'd like to talk to us about reaching more people with your business message, contact us at 336-838-1241, Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Radio reaches more people every week than Google, Twitter, and all of the other social media sites. Radio gets results. Let us partner with you to bring customers to your business. 336-838-1241.
Avery Wood inbounds the basketball to Emily Phillips and now gets it up to Sapphire Nichols. Haley Workman with a steal, splits the defense, lays it up for two. 51-46, 2:20 to go. Jump ball.
That's a foul.
Or is it a foul? Is it going to be on Carson Anderson?
It's on number 14. Yeah, it's Carson.
So that should her be third. Her third. I tell you what, I think we're in for a final, very physical 2 minutes if that little 10-second sprint right there has anything to say about it.
I give the Lady Eagles number 15, Erica White.
Erica White and Malaya Coles comes back in.
Victoria Gunn.
Now you got Compton doing an offense-defense type thing.
Yeah, he's just switching every moment against. Shelby Roll checks in for Savannah Billings. Do you think Stephen Phillips has a plan here? If you notice, every time Coles comes back in, Billings goes out. Victoria
Young.
Well,
I mean, size-wise, Roll pretty much matches up with Cole.
And so, an Impact Collision Center free throw is up and good for Victoria Young. 52-46, 2:18 to go. And now, this is a big one here. If she can knock the second of two Impact Collision Center free throws down, and she does. 54-46, now your score. Erica Wyatt with a basketball. Gives it up to Carson Anderson. And it's a deep three from Wyatt. That was a very ill-advised shot.
Yeah, that was, you got to believe, she didn't have her feet set. And that's the one thing. She gets her feet set and everything. She's a good shooter, but, you know, that you cannot shoot a three. That was almost like one of them Trey Young type deals.
Yeah, you're exactly right. 53-46, 2 minutes to go. Wilkes Central breaking out the press. They beat it with the pass to North Wilkes. Sapphire Nichols gets the ball. Gives it off Emily Phillips. Phillips down with the key to Avery Wood. Victoria Young has position. Now dribbles back out. Finds a cutting Savannah Billings. And almost gets the end one to fall.
It's going to be Carly Anderson on that foul.
Man, that was close.
Great pass by Victoria Young, though. Caught a cutting Savannah Billings to the basket. Once again, she puts the ball up on the glass. I always used to tell my kids the backboard is my friend.
Yep.
If you don't use them, you can't be your friend. You put that ball in that square, nine times out of ten, it's going in the hole.
You're exactly right. And Reagan Cass Stevens checks back into this game. Coming up when this game is done, or our next lengthy break or a full timeout of some sort, we will get the final update from Ken in the girls' matchup between East and West. That free throw's off. It remains 54-46. Carson Anderson, the basketball. Gives it out to Carly Anderson. Back to Carson. Carson being pressured by Victoria Young. 1:35 to go, fourth period. Hands off Erica Wyatt. Back to Carson Anderson. Anderson trying to find somewhere to go. She goes inside, throws one up, and one off the glass.
Carson Anderson and one.
54-48. Now, Keith, here's a big free throw to cut this lead even more.
Rips is number 14, Reagan Castigan.
And if you notice, Shane Compton and Stephen Phillips have the same game plan. It's defense, offense, defense, offense. They keep subbing. Coles and Billings comes off. Roll and German come back in. Carson Anderson gets the Impact Collision Center and one free throw. And it's 54-49. It's a five-point ball game, 1:28 to go. Stay tuned coming up. We hope we have a game as exciting as this one when North Wilkes and Wilkes Central will do battle in our main event tonight, the boys' game. Sapphire Nichols gets it up to Cass Stevens. Cass Stevens smart not to force any quick shot there. Keeps the clock rolling. Now does Victoria Young dribbling back towards top of the key, and she's fouled by Haley Workman.
And that, you know, that's one thing. If I'm Coach Phillips, that ball is going to stay in the hands of Victoria Young.
Her, Emily Phillips, are usually the two best free throw shooters on this team.
Victoria Young.
But Victoria Young is your death knell free throw shooter. She is very consistent from the free throw line. Shot goes up, and that Impact Collision Center free throw is good.
Checking back in for the Eagles, number
32,
Malaya Coles, number 15.
So Malaya Coles checks back in.
North Wilkes, number 21, Avery Wood.
And that free throw is good. Once again, another Impact Collision Center free throw. It is 56-49. Wilkes Central, they don't hurry up. They're going to have to start taking some three-pointers if they don't get a quick shot here. Inside, Madison German speaking.
Great pass,
deliver. 105 left in the fourth period, 56-51. It's a five-point ball game. Let's get this final. It's a full timeout, so let's get this last update from Ken in the girls' matchup between East Wilkes and West Wilkes.
Well, it's all in the books here at West Wilkes. East Wilkes, 21-point winner. Lady Cardinals, 58. Lady Blackhawks, 39. And looking at the scoring in double figures for East Wilkes, Miss Jolly, after four early three quarters, she finished with 14 points. In double figures also, Alexis Perdue with 12, 9 points for Lauren Johnson, 6 points each for Gracie Brown and Lauren Rakes. Whereas for West Wilkes, the only player in double figures was Jamelyn Wilcox. She had 10 points, 7 points for Bell, 4 points for McPherson, 3 points each for Adams and Huffman. And East Wilkes, the winner in the game, the final score, a 19-point game, I should say, 58-39. East Wilkes, the winner over the Lady Blackhawks of West Wilkes. Boys on the court, warming up, and I'll be back with an update at the end of the first quarter of the boys' game. This update brought to you by Jerry's Snack Bar. Great food daily. They're open from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. for breakfast and lunch, except on Tuesdays. They're open until 8:30. So go by and see the folks at Jerry's Snack Bar, Swan Street Road in Jellinville. Heading for West Wilkes, this is Ken with this update on 3WC.
And thank you very much, KB, with that update. 55.9 seconds to go, and Victoria Young back at the Impact Collision Center free throw line for some more big free throws here. Shot is up, and it's good. It's now 57-51. Keith, let me ask you something. You make this one, make it a 7-point game. If you're Coach Compton, do you go down and try to get a quick two to put it back at five, or do you go for a three here?
Well, a whole lot depends on if you're open.
Right.
I mean, if you get a good look at three and you got Wyatt in the game, I've seen, I mean, of course, I go to church with Erica, but she does a great job if she gets her feet set. But if not, I got Coles handling the ball. So
Coles goes inside and can't finish. Savannah Billings comes away with it. She's the one you want to foul. Now they get it to Emily Phillips. And that's not one you want to foul from the free throw line. Billings would have been the one you wanted to foul right away. But they didn't. They let her look the court and get the ball off and got it into the hands of Emily Phillips for a pair of Impact Collision Center free throws coming her way. Shot is off the side of the rim and no good. Phillips is usually pretty consistent, Keith.
Well, you know, if I'm going to foul anyone, the one I'm going to foul, I think, on the north is Sapphire Nichols. She's not had a lot of shots tonight.
That's true. So you really don't know how she's thinking inside her head.
But two misses.
It's still a 7-point ball game. Erica Wyatt with it, 33 seconds. Carson Anderson, three ball. Knocks it down. Hold the phone. It's 4 points with 26 seconds. Victoria Young with it. They're not fouling. They're letting her go all the way.
And that's all for Carson Anderson. That's her fifth.
So now the young lady who just hit that shot to cut it to a 4-point deficit is now gone.
Oh, no, they called that on Erica Wyatt.
Oh, on Erica Wyatt. Okay. So that's just her second for Erica Wyatt. Victoria Young to make this a five-point ball game. In and out. That's a rare thing to see her miss. I tell you what, if North Wilkes misses this one, Keith, do you sprint the floor for the quick two or do you go for the three to try to make it a 1-point game?
Well, once again, you got to believe they're going to give it to Coles and she's going to drive to the basket.
Shot is up, and she misses that one. Ball tipped up. Coles comes away with the rebound. Wilkes Central has numbers. Malaya Coles inside. Finishes. 58-56. 12 seconds. Quick foul on Victoria Young.
That's on Wyatt.
So hold the phone here. 2-point lead now for North Wilkes. 58-56, 11.5 seconds left, fourth period.
Erica Wyatt.
If these aren't two key free throws right here, then I don't know what two key free throws are in a basketball game.
Well, she just missed her last two. Let's see. But I think she's got ice water in her veins.
Victoria Young from the Impact Collision Center free throw stride. She knocks it down. It's a 3-point ball game. This is the big one here. Wilkes Central with a miss here has a chance to tie it. A make here makes it very tough with 11.5 seconds to go. Shot is up. And it's good. 60-56, 11.5 to go, a 4-point game. Carson Anderson, she's got 10 seconds. Anderson, 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Quick shot, too strong. Coles gets it 5 seconds, and she's fouled. If that's on Billings.
Yeah, I believe it is.
She's gone if it's on Billings.
It is.
Fouls on North Wilkes is number 55, Savannah Billings.
That's all.
That's field. So Savannah Billings is gone. So now, instead of going with Shelby Roll, she's going with Reagan, or Stephen Phillips is going with Reagan Cass Stevens.
Well, you got ball handlers out there, and you know, that's the one thing that if Cole's, you got to wonder now if she's going to be told to, if she makes the first one,
right?
Is she going to try to miss the second one, or is she going to? And you know, it's easier said
than done.
You know, because I've seen time after time, you're so used to having the form and shoot it in there, and to say, "Well, I'm gonna miss," makes it a little tougher.
Well, you got. I was getting ready to ask you the same question, so you know, you answered it basically without me even having to ask you. Yeah, I see. You make the first one to make it a 3-point game. I think what you got to do with 4.2 seconds, if you make the first one, you intentionally miss the second one. If you can get it to bounce right, you're going to have to tip it out and hope that you can grab it for a quick shot. Unless, do you maybe pull a girl out here to stand at the 3-point line? So you, if you get it, be able to grab the ball, you can swing it out real quick.
Well, you look where Wyatt's at. You got Wyatt and Anderson out here above the 3-point line. That's probably, if I'm Coach Shane Compton.
Yep.
I mean, they were my two premier three-pointer shooters tonight. So that's who I'm going to try my best. If I can tip that ball out deep to either one of them, I'll take my chances with either one of them.
You got to make the first one, though. Here's Coles. She misses. So now you're in a predicament where you're...
Well, I mean, at this point in a 4-point game, I mean, it's pretty elementary.
Coles misses the second loose ball. And it's going to be
Wilk Central
out of bounds, Avery Wood. But now it is definitely more than likely over at this point, as the two key free throws Malia Cole needed to hit, she was unable to do so. And now Cole's trying to inbound. Loose ball, and that is it. Your final score here tonight is going to be North Wilkes 60, Wilkes Central 56. What a game here tonight in this girls' matchup. A very physical matchup that sees the Lady Vikings continue to create separation between the rest of this conference. They still hold a one-game lead over East Wilkes, and then it's a 3-plus game lead over everybody else, and that gap just continues to widen. So we're 10 minutes away from getting you started in this boys' game here tonight. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with more here on Hometown Christian Radio.
Ted, where did all this water come from?
The water heater sprung a leak.
You need some help?
Yeah, I'll grab a bucket.
No, I'm going to grab the phone and call Brad Smith of Cornerstone Creations.
I don't need something built. I need the water out.
Ted, Brad can build anything you need, but Brad also cleans up water damage, and he can work with your insurance company.
I don't need to break my back
or your neck. Here, don't fall again, Ted. Call Brad Smith to clean up this water damage. 336-957-6191. Brad Smith, Cornerstone Creations. 336-957-6191. Here, let me help you up.
Hey, are you tired of the big non-local corporate grocery chains where prices seem too high and the product just isn't what it should be? If so, you need to check out Just Save Foods. Just Save Foods is North Wilkesboro's only locally owned grocery store. They have great deals every week helping you save mega bucks. And unlike any other grocery store, they are involved in the community, hosting numerous events every year. They're located at 101 Northwest Marketplace in North Wilkesboro. It's Just Save Foods, North Wilkesboro's only locally owned grocery store.
You can love a lot for a little at McDonald's. Love the 2 for $5 Big Macs, sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle, 10-piece chicken nugget, and the fish filet. Enjoy the peppermint mochas and Americanas. They are a proud supporter of Wilkes County Sports, serving breakfast all day and open 24 hours. McDonald's, Highway 18, Sparta Road, North Wilkesboro, and Highway 421, Wilkesboro. McDonald's. I'm
loving it. Your one-stop computer sales and service shop is Express Computer Clinic, offering all kinds of computer supplies, keyboards, cables, and printers. Steve Johnson is the man with a plan who can build, refurbish, and transfer files from your computer. So if your computer is suffering from a virus, call 336-973-0300. You won't have to wait, and you can get your computer returned in a timely manner. Located at 1619 Industrial Drive near the YMCA, across from River's Edge in Wilkesboro, Steve reminds you not to text and drive. It's our friends at Express Computer Clinic. Locally owned and operated Great State Bank of Wilkesboro offers a wide variety of products and services With three full-service offices in Wilkesboro, Boone, and Yadkinville, staffed by experienced banking professionals, Great State Bank is five-star rated. For deposit accounts, loans, including mortgage loans, they care about your needs and will be there to help. 336-903-4948, 1422 U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro, beside Two River Cinema. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 415125. Get those leaves up with leaf blowers from Husqvarna from the Logger Shop. Husqvarna push mowers with baggers can get the job done. They offer Husqvarna chainsaws and backpacks, too. For information, call 336-973-4242. Check out their website at loggershop.com. A full line of Husqvarna products and accessories are available for the professional and the homeowner at the Logger Shop, 5875 Highway 421 in Wilkesboro.
Terps Automotive, the only name you need to know when it comes to windshield and auto glass replacement. At Kirk's Automotive, they'll handle all insurance claims professionally and with no hassle to you. Check out the prices of tires at Kirk's Automotive. You might be surprised at the savings. Call Kirk's Automotive at 667-4160 or stop by. Located Liberty Grove Church Road, 1 mile east of North Wilkesboro, just off Highway 268. Kirk's Automotive, 667-4160.
The wife and I have been thinking about making arrangements now so the kids don't have to handle the details and all the expenses, but I'm really worried about the costs.
Yeah, I was too. But Miller Funeral Service can arrange funerals starting at under $4,000 and cremations for just $1,200. And that's for top quality in their state-of-the-art facility with really helpful local people.
Talk with Miller Funeral Service about pre-planning your funeral. Visit them on Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro and learn more at MillerFuneralService.com.
Thanks for joining us for high school sports here on Hometown Christian Radio. Did you know that 3WC reaches a wide audience of listeners? From the music that we play to the local news that we broadcast and our high school sports, we reach a wide and varied audience, not only the Christian community, but the non-Christian community as well. If you'd like to talk to us about reaching more people with your business message, contact us at 336-838-1241, Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Radio reaches more people every week than Google, Twitter, and all of the other social media sites. Radio gets results. Let us partner with you to bring customers to your business. 336-838-1241.
More of tonight's exciting action continues now on Hometown Christian Radio.
And welcome back to the Nest. 5 minutes until tip-off of our boys' game here tonight between Wilkes Central and North Wilkes. The tunes are blasting. The gym's getting ready to rock and roll here between the Vikings and the Eagles. And this has been a highly anticipated rematch ever since North Wilkes pulled a shocking upset a couple months back in an early season conference matchup.
Well, you know, the one thing about it is Logan Call has gone up against the Wilkes Central Eagles twice. And Logan Call's 2-0.
Exactly. And one of those was done with the East Wilkes Cardinals last year. The other one with North Wilkes in this first matchup a couple months back. So you look, Wilkes Central, so far, Keith, we talked about this last Thursday night on the Wilkes Sports Review. In our eyes, so far, Wilkes Central has underachieved this year than what we thought going in.
Yeah, I think they've had some situations. And you got to wonder sometimes maybe if they're internal. I don't know. I mean, you know, that's
right.
Entirely speculation. But, you know, you hear things out there, and it seems like many, many times they just don't really gel.
Right.
And, I mean, this team right here has the capability of basically just overpowering everybody in the conference. I mean, you know, I had the opportunity to coach at Wilkes Central. And I spent a whole year with these kids right here. I coached the girls, and I got to see these boys play. And I seen how they played in the seventh and eighth grade. And, I mean, nobody could touch them. And so, you know, there was great anticipation and speculation what they were going to bring. But, you know, this is the time tonight where I believe that they can prove to everybody what maybe the preseason expectations were.
Well, you got 2 weeks left in the regular season. 2 weeks And, you know, you're going to have Starmount lose another game. If they don't, your only chance is going to be to win until you get to them. Then you're going to have to win out. The only way Wilkes Central can win a regular season conference championship is win out, because I have a hard time seeing Starmount drop a game unless it's to Wilkes Central last night of the regular season.
Well, you know, Starmount's got to come to North Wilkes.
They do.
They've got to come to North Wilkes. And I tell you what, this North Wilkes team at home, I mean, like I said, the one thing that's really impressed about this, that they're a bunch of overachievers.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, seriously, they may not be the most talented, they may not be the best shooters, but they hustle and they play 100% at all times. And anytime you get up against a team like that, they're dangerous.
You're exactly right, because everyone thought North Wilkes losing Jordan Wallace, losing Daniel Pruitt, losing Jake Richardson. Everybody thought this team was destined for a free-for-all. Everybody thought, well, they're going to wind up with East Wilkes, Elkin, and Allegheny in the bottom four of the conference this year. That's not the case. Logan Call has kept them head and shoulders above water in a second-place spot right now in the conference. And right now, these two teams are tied for second place, and the winner of this game has a chance to keep their conference regular season championship hopes alive. Wilkes Central looking to repeat as at North Wilkes. They were conference tournament champs last year. So far, North Wilkes is on a two-game win streak against Wilkes Central also. It's not just Logan Call 2-0. The programs as a whole is on a 2-0 win streak over Wilkes Central. So a lot's going to be decided here over the course of this next four periods of basketball. And get set to lock in as we are ready to rock and roll here tonight. Starting fives getting ready to be introduced here in just about 60 seconds. Matt Hageman and Logan Call going to go head-to-head for what could be their final matchup this season. Conference tournament, though, anything can happen with the way the standings, but this is your only other guaranteed matchup between these two clubs. So now 50 seconds is what's going to tick off, and we're going to get our starting lineups here listed tonight. Keith, really quick while we got a moment, what's your key to the game here for North Wilkes and Wilkes Central?
Well, if you're North Wilkes, you've got to continue to play that slow down, work the ball, get good shots like they did that first time. Play really tough on defense. And if you're Wilkes Central, you got to make them play faster than they want to play.
We invite you to stand as we honor America by the playing of our national anthem.
National anthem, and now the starting lineups will be introduced first for the visiting North Wilkes Vikings, and we kind of have an idea. It hasn't changed much this year at all.
For this evening's game, first for our visitors from North Wilkes, starting guard, a 5'10" junior, number one, Ethan Brown. At guard, a 5'9" senior, number three, Jonathan Wagner. At guard, a 5'9" senior, number 15, Justin Shepherd. At forward, a 6-foot senior, number 23, Jacob Brown.
That's Jacob C.
At
Brown.
Guard, a 6-foot-1 senior, number 24, Wesley Joins.
Of course, Wesley Joins, the man in the middle. For North Wilkes, if you want to run down to the roster, it's simple. Brown, Wagner, Brown, Wagner, Brown,
and
Brown, Brown. That's how their roster fares. And now for the home team, the green and gold, Wilkes Central Eagles.
Starting guard, Papa Nannies Jr., number 3, Noah Johnson.
Who else but the point guard, Noah Johnson.
And another guard, Papa Nannies Sr., number 10, Jay Body.
Jay Body, one of those guys who can line it up from downtown.
At guard, a 6'5" junior, number 15, Levi Church.
Levi Church.
At forward, a 6'3" junior, number 23, Skyler Brooks.
Skyler Brooks. Of course,
Josiah
Ferguson will round out the starting five. My opinion, though, Keith, the matchup to watch tonight is it down low. Levi and Wesley joins. To me, that is your matchup to watch here tonight.
Well, the one thing we saw in the last time they played, they tried to play Levi underneath, and all Wood North Wilkes do is double and triple team him. Levi Church is a wing shooter.
Right.
If they can get him out on the wing, and I was talking to his dad the other day, he's shooting over 44% from the three-point range, and that's as good as anybody in the conference. And so that's where that young man needs to be. He needs to be out there, and when the opportunity arises, then drive inside.
So with that, we are set for tip-off here tonight. Referee walks out the center court circle. Wesley joins, faces Levi Church for the tip-off. 8 minutes on the clock. It's time for some basketball at the Nest. Noah Johnson controls off the tip. Hands off Skyler Brooks. Goes left side, Jay Body. Body hands off Noah Johnson in the far corner. Hands off Levi Church. Cross court pass Church. Trying to go inside. Ball knocked away and knocked. Jonathan Wagner comes away with a steal, and he goes inside Jacob Brown. A nice little cutting pass to Ethan Brown. And now Jonathan Wagner gets it back up top. North Wilkes going to set up the offense. You notice a little helter-skelter. They did not panic, Keith.
No,
passed it right out and started flowing the offense. Jacob Brown with it. Now hands off Ethan Brown. Ethan Brown. And they're going to get Noah Johnson, an early first foul. So that's a very early first foul on Noah Johnson, his first team first. The one thing Matt Hageman does not want to see is Noah Johnson getting foul trouble.
No, he does not want to see that.
Just about 35 seconds in, and Johnson picks up a foul. Jonathan Wagner with the basketball now. North Wilkes takes their time. They are just very patient on offense.
Yeah, they're methodical.
And now Jacob C. Brown kicks down Jonathan Wagner. Wagner, little up and over move, can't get it to fall. Rebound, Skyler Brooks. Noah Johnson running this up-tempo Wilkes Central offense. And tries to throw it, and he tries to get fancy with it, and a no-look pass. Things like that, Keith, you got to be careful with against North Wilkes.
Yeah, because these guys, they play good defense.
Levi Church off. And that ball's going to be out of bounds off the top of the backboard. No good. That was a good shot. That's a normal shot for Levi Church. He can hit that shot. That one just didn't fall.
Yeah, that's his forte. I mean, he loves to shoot from the wing.
He's a small forward playing center at Wilkes Central. Let's just call it what it is. I mean, he is a small forward playing center. Skyler Brooks gets a steal off of Ethan Brown. Lays it up and in, and the first points are on the board. And now Jonathan Wagner with the basketball. Gives it to Wesley Joins. Joins, and it's stolen away by Josiah Ferguson. Ferguson, a one-on-three fast break. Jay Body, three ball. Unable to get it to go. Loose ball on the court. Jonathan Wagner controls it. Wagner being pressured by Johnson. Now gives it up Justin Shepard. Shepard now gives it off to Brown. Inside, Joins has position. Has it knocked away by Skyler Brooks. Joins took too long to make a decision on what to do, and Skyler Brooks read it, knocked the ball away. Noah Johnson with the basketball. Johnson just taking his time now. Gives off Skyler Brooks. Now goes over Josiah Ferguson. Ferguson back to Brooks, to Levi. Now goes inside Josiah Ferguson trying to make a move. Ferguson, and he is going to be pushed. I believe that foul is going to be on Ethan Brown. It is. They get Ethan Brown with a push.
Fouls on North Wilkes is number one, Ethan Brown. That's his first, the team's first.
So each team with one foul apiece, Ethan Brown and Noah Johnson, both with one foul for each respective team. A Curry range three from Noah Johnson, unable to get it to go, and Levi Church tips it, and it goes off his hand and goes to North Wilkes. Keith, you did not have to take that shot right there.
Well, That's from time to time you see Noah kind of go beyond his capabilities.
Yeah, he tries to go and do too much. Ethan Brown with the basketball, and he travels another North Wilkes turnover.
That's four turnovers already for the Vikings. Very uncharacteristic for them.
We only played 2.5 minutes of basketball, and now a substitution.
Austin Foster.
Austin Foster checks in for Wesley Joins. Do you believe Logan Cole is worrisome of the Joins-Levi matchup, Keith? Is that you think he's pulling him early for that reason?
No, I think that the fact is that Joins is maybe just playing a little above.
Right.
You know, just settling down a little bit.
Skylar Brooks with the basketball. They go inside Levi Church. Good defense by Jonathan Wagner. Knocked that one away. And then Skylar Brooks with a steal. Ball loose again. Levi Church is fouled. The foul going to be on Jacob Brown, number 23, Jacob Brown. That's Jacob C. Brown.
Foul's on number 23, Jacob Brown, his first.
His first, team second.
Levi Church at the line shooting two.
So Levi Church for a couple impact collision center free throws. First one is up, and it is good. And so now,
checking in for the Eagles, number 20, Zamian Gwynn.
Zamian Gwynn will check in. We've seen Zamian start a couple times this year. Levi Church, the second impact collision center free throw is up and in. It is a 4-0 ball game with 5 minutes to go here in this one. And so now the ball out of bounds. Going to stay, though, with North Wilkes. And now Foster inbound right here in front of us. Gets it into Jonathan Wagner. Wagner with the basketball. Skylar Brooks playing tough D on him. Hands it off this time to Ethan Brown. Gets a screen from Jacob Brown. Ethan Brown just rolling around at Foster inside. Blocked away. Skylar Brooks. Zamian Gwynn comes away with it. So now Skylar Brooks gets it to Josiah Ferguson. Back up to Brooks. Levi Church with a cross-court pass to Ferguson. Ferguson from downtown. That's definitely not his range. And now Brown comes away with a rebound. Justin Shepherd. They weren't a foul on Skylar Brooks, and they didn't get it. Now they call a travel on Austin Foster. Brooks got lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, very lucky. Just call it what it is. So now Levi Church will inbound the basketball. Noah Johnson just taking his time, dribbling ever so slowly. Now hands off Zamian Gwynn, top of the key. We saw Zamian Gwynn have a really good game last time out. Stolen away by Justin Shepherd. Fast break opportunity for North Wilkes. And then they dribble back out. Jonathan Wagner, top of the key, three for number three. 4-3, your score. 3:51 rolling.
4-3.
So now Noah Johnson with it. Hands to Josiah Ferguson. Ferguson to Church. Now to a cutting Johnson. Levi
Great
Church.
Give and go right there.
You can't do much with that if you're North Wilkes. Tonight, you wish you had Jake Richardson back. Would you not agree, Keith?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's a great give and go, though. So fundamental now, basketball.
Jacob Brown getting trapped by Gwynn and Church, who makes a move, and he gets Levi with a foul.
Fouls on Will Simple's number 15, Levi Church.
So Levi Church, his first, team first. Second.
Second team foul.
Logan Call.
Number 23, Jacob Brown at the line shooting two.
Calling a couple guys over across the court. Just tell him to work that ball around and play tough D. And that impact collision center free throw for Jacob Brown is up and in. It's a 6-4 ball game in favor of Wilk Central. Shot is up, and it's off. Rebound, Levi Church. And now Noah Johnson with the basketball. 3:20 rolling first period. Hands off Levi Church. He's got Jacob Brown guarding him. And that pass was read. Still loose, though. Wilk Central comes away with it. That's Ahmad Osborne. Now gets it to Zamian Gwynn, who makes a good move inside and draws the foul. So that foul.
Foul's on number two. Is number two. Austin Foster, his first.
So Foster picks up his first, team third. Zamian Gwynn with an impact collision center free throw is up and in.
Number 10, Jay Boddy. And number 13,
Caleb Killian.
So Caleb Killian and Jay Bodychick. So, of course, Killian has been a very much needed added addition to this team this year, Keith. He's really excelled well.
I tell you what, that young man has been, like you said, he's a great addition to the Eagles.
So that other Impact Collision Center free throws up and in. It's an 8-4 ball game. Wilkes Central breaking out the press here. North Wilkes trying to beat it. They do. Jonathan Wagner to Jacob Brown. Brown getting trapped down low. He's keeping his hard dribble and going up, and he gets it to roll. That's just good, tough basketball.
Jacob Brown.
8-6 your score. 2:50 to go here, first period. Now Amon Osborne with a basketball. Gets to Zamian Gwynn. Now to Caleb Killian. Back over to Jay Boddy, and that's an offensive foul on Jay Boddy. That was pretty obvious, Keith. He leaned way too far into that.
Yeah, that was the ill-advised right there. But once again, it shows the great defensive abilities of this North Wilkes Vikings. I tell you, they've done a good job getting
five.
And 2.5 left in this first period. 8-6 is your score. So now, Jonathan Wagner still breaking into that press as Wilkes Central. North Wilkes trying to beat it. Kobe Brown. I believe he thought somebody was there to pass to.
Well, that's the one thing. I mean, if Wilkes Central can get North Wilkes playing faster than they want to play, they're going to play right into their hands.
So now Justin Shepherd will inbound. Shepherd gets it to Wagner. Wagner to Kobe Brown. Kobe Brown now gives it back to Wagner, back to Foster. Foster to Shepherd. Shepherd dribbling back up towards the top of the key. 2:11 rolling first period. 8-6 ball game in favor of the Eagles. And now trying to put some dribble moves on, and they get him with a 5-second.
Great defense by Noah Johnson that time.
So now Wilkes Central playing tough defense. Noah Johnson, he got the play in from Hageman. Wilkes Central now giving it a go. He gives it to Killian. Killian to Brooks. Thought about the three. Now takes it. Too strong. Rebound. And we got a foul. Is it on Killian or Amon Osborne? I can't. They've made it.
Fouls on Wilkes Central's number two, Amon Osborne.
Amon Osborne, his first team fourth.
Fourth team foul. Checking back in for Wilkes Central, number 15, Levi Church.
So Levi Church comes back into the game. Kobe Brown now. And now a cross-court pass. You can't pass a ball over Levi Church, who intercepted every time. So now Jay Boddy with the basketball gets it to Church. Church back to Boddy. Boddy to Amon Osborne. Osborne with the basketball. Gives it to Skylar Brooks. Now back to Boddy. Boddy right corner. Now passes back up toward the top of the key to Levi. Levi passes to Boddy. Thought about the three. Makes a move inside. Unable to get it to go. Rebound Justin Shepherd. Now getting up to Jonathan Wagner. Wagner inside to Jacob Brown and lays it up and in. Good move. Jacob Brown is not fazed by Levi Church's defense at all. He's been as composed as anyone out there, Keith.
Yeah, he definitely has. And he gets that ball underneath there. And they're doing a great job. And when they have numbers, that's when they're taking advantage of the fast break.
It's an 8-8 ball game. Jay Boddy with the basketball now gives to Caleb Killian. Killian drives to the hoop. Lays it up and in. This young man just has talent, as he can drive, he can dish, he can do a little bit of everything. Austin Foster, and they're going to get Amon Osborne, I believe, with his second foul.
Fouls on Wilkes Central's number two, Amon Osborne. That's his second.
You know, going back to Killian, that's the one thing I'm really impressed with that young man. He does not settle for that jump shot.
No.
He's going to go to the basket and make things happen.
Come heck or high water, he's heading to the basket. Foster trying to get the inbounds here with 37 seconds, and he does to Shepherd. Now 35 seconds. Shepherd going to call for the screen. Killian playing tough D, though. Now gets it back to Foster. Foster kicks it over to Wagner, 28 seconds. Jonathan Wagner gets it back to Kobe Brown, top of the key. He's being guarded by Jay Boddy. Kobe Brown has it stolen away by Brooks. Brooks on the fast break. And he can't finish. He did draw the foul on Austin Foster. That's going to be his second.
And very uncharacteristic for the Vikings. 10 turnovers already for him.
That's not typical out of a Logan Call coach team to see 10 turnovers.
Number two, Austin Foster. That's his second. Skylar Brooks at the line shooting.
You still think there's a little bit of jitters going on with North Wilkes, Keith?
Yeah, they're not as composed, I don't think, as the first time we saw them.
So now that impact collision center free throw is good. So it's 11-8 ball game, still in favor of Wilkes Central. They add to their lead. Brooks for the second of two. Impact collision center free throw. Shot is up. And it's good. 18 seconds left, first period. Shepherd with the basketball. Now gives it off to Kobe Brown. Brown trying to split the D. I was going to say he's getting knocked around like a pinball machine down there.
And who are they going to
foul? Noah Johnson. Noah Johnson, that's his second.
So the foul, Noah Johnson, his second.
16 foul.
So you got two on Osborne and two on Johnson. You two point guards have two fouls in the first quarter. That's not a good sign. If you're Matt Hageman, about your two-point guards.
Well, you know, the one thing about it is Noah Johnson, it's hard to really say anything because he's playing great aggressive defense, and sometimes when, you know, they're going to call it a tight game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Skylar Brooks comes away with another steal, gets it up to Ferguson, and Ferguson finishes inside. It is now 14-8, and that's how your first quarter is going to come to a close here. So Skylar Brooks is playing defense here tonight. He's come away with four steals in the first quarter, and he has got this Wilkes Central team rolling as they lead it 14-8. We got an update from Ken here a couple minutes ago that came in. So, Ken, take it away.
Said it's a making a two-point game at 13-11. West Wilkes with a lead. Now a scoring for the West Wilkes Blackhawks. 4 points for Brown, two for Bumgarner, three from Wentz, one from Stinson, East Wilkes, two from Bryce Vestal, four for Chatham, two for Lovett, two for Ben Longbottom, and after one quarter from West Wilkes, 13-11, West leads by 2 points. This update brought to you by the Country Corner Cafe in beautiful downtown Lovett. And I'll be back with another update at halftime. Stay tuned to 3WC.
And thank you so much there, KB, as we get set to get back and rolling here. Second quarter, it's 14-8, with it being in favor of the Wilkes Central Eagles. And I tell you what, Keith, North Wilkes has really played out of their character a little bit. You're not used to seeing them commit this many turnovers at all, much less in a quarter.
Well, you know, 11 turnovers. But, you know, let's give a little credit to the Wilkes Central, great defense that they're playing. They're playing a lot more aggressive defense than the first time we saw these two teams play.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So now, second quarter underway. Wagner with the basketball. Wagner straight to the hoop he goes. 14-10, your score.
Jonathan Wagner.
Now Skylar Brooks with it, gives it to Jay Boddy. Ferguson with it now as they try to get the offense set up here. And we're going to get a foul. And the foul is going to be called on Kobe Brown. So that's one on Kobe.
15 foul.
And so now Josiah Ferguson with the basketball. Gets it to Jay Boddy. Boddy to Levi Church. Now to Caleb Killian. Corner to Boddy. Back out top of the key, Church. Ferguson has it. Trying to make a move inside. Pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good.
Josiah Ferguson.
A little bit of offense out of Josiah Ferguson.
And, you know, the one thing I've seen, the little bit of difference, Wilkes Central, a little more patient on the offensive side than they were the last time we saw them.
That is very true. They are definitely a little bit more patient. And now another North Wilkes turnover is going to send it back to Wilkes Central. How many turnovers does that make
That's
now?
12 turnovers for only four for the Eagles.
Very uncharacteristic of North Wilkes. Jay Boddy with a basketball. Boddy being guarded by Jonathan Wagner. Gives off Levi Church. Church passes to Ferguson. Ferguson makes a move. Puts up a shot. Can't get it to go. Rebound Caleb Killian. He can't get it to fall. And we got a jump ball. Possession arrow favors Wilkes Central.
Alternate possession remains with Wilkes Central. Checking back in for the Vikings. Number two, Austin Foster.
So Austin Foster will check back in for North Wilkes. Levi Church a nice little two, and that's a rare miss for Levi. You don't see him usually miss those little easy 12-footers. And now a charge.
That's a third foul on Foster.
Fouls on North Wilson, number two, Austin Foster. That's his third.
So one has to believe he's got to go to the bench. And Kobe Brown comes out. No, he comes back in. He went to the bench, now comes back in. Kobe Brown limping a little bit. Might have twisted an ankle or something. J-Body now hands off Josiah Ferguson. Gets it top of the key to Brooks. Brooks, and he misses the pass. He was intending it for Levi and overshot him. You kind of notice, Keith, and it's something I think you got to work on. Brooks and Johnson can be bad at no-look passes.
Well, they can. But, you know, I think as much as anything, the thing I'm impressed with is the fact that they're moving the ball and a lot of the guys are touching it. That's more the team concept we've been talking about.
Justin Shepherd with a basketball, and it's kicked out of bounds. 6:25 to go, second period, 16-10 your score. This is a typical North Wilkes game, low scoring, physical. I mean, it's playing a North Wilkes style of basketball. Wilkes Central usually likes to keep it up-tempo. Ethan Brown with a basketball, and they get Skylar Brooks with a body, much to the liking of the North Wilkes faithful.
And that's going to be put them in a one-on-one situation.
So Ethan Brown going to the Impact Collision Center free throw line. Here with 6:22 to go.
Going to the line for the Vikings to shoot 1-1. Number one, Ethan Brown.
So Ethan Brown for a 1-1. Unable to get it to go. Ball tipped around. Skylar Brooks comes away with a rebound, so he's off on his trip to the Impact Collision Center free throw line. Josiah Ferguson with a basketball. Kicks it out. Levi Church thought about the three. Now passes it to Jay Boddy, who fires for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound, Ethan Brown. Brown up the court pass to Wagner. Wagner pulls up over Levi Church. That's not an easy shot, but Wagner knocks it down. It's 16-12. And we got a timeout. Matt Hageman wants to take a McDonald's timeout. And we're going to take it with him. 30-second break here on Hometown Christian Radio.
Whether it's redoing the kitchen, paying for a child's education, or taking the vacation of a lifetime, you should take advantage of a Piedmont Prime Equity Line. When you open one from Piedmont Federal, you'll also get our flagship PF Select checking account with free ATMs worldwide. Call, stop by, or visit us online to see how we can help you finish your to-do list.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211.
And welcome back to Wilkes Central. As we approach the top of your 9 o'clock hour, let's pause 15 seconds for station identification.
Bringing you exciting Wilkes County High School sports. This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and W261 CG 100.1 FM.
And welcome back to Wilkes Central. Skylar Brooks with the basketball here. Now passes it over to Zamian Gwynn. Gwynn gets it to Levi Church. Now to Brooks. Brooks gets a screen from Ferguson. Brooks trying to make something happen. Goes underneath. And the ball stolen away by Wesley Joins. Good job to read that pass. And now North Wilkes gets the ball up the court. Justin Shepherd with it. Gets it to Joins. Now Wagner for three. Can't get it to go. And now Josiah Ferguson is hurt. Ferguson may have rolled up on his ankle. I'm not sure what happened. Ferguson, I can't tell if he's favoring his knee or his ankle.
Checking in for Wilkes Central, number 5, Marcus Lopez.
Or he might be cramping.
13, Caleb Killing.
Looks to be he might be favoring his ankle. So with 5:17, it's still Wilkes Central basketball. Jay Boddy with it. Gets it to Levi Church. Cross court pass to Killian. Goes inside, and that's an air ball to him. He kind of forced that one up there, but an offensive rebound. Wilkes Central tries to keep something working here. And now Levi Church with the basketball. Church from downtown. Unable to get it to go. Zamian Gwynn, offensive rebound. Loose ball. And now they're going to get a jump ball.
Belongs to North Wilkes.
16-12 is your score. It goes back to North Wilkes. That's good. That's good awareness by Wesley Joins to lock up and get a held ball called right there to get the ball back in your hands. So now Jonathan Wagner, he gets it to Jacob Brown. And now Justin Shepherd for three. 16-15 is your score. 4.5 to go until halftime. Caleb Killian makes a move to the hoop, and they're going to call it on the floor.
And I believe that was a block on That was a block on Shepherd. That's his first.
Number 15, Justin Shepherd, his first.
So that puts Wilkes Central into the 1-1.
Number 3, Noah Johnson checks back in for the Eagles. At the line for the Eagles to shoot 1-1. Number 13, Caleb Killian.
So now, Caleb Killian, 1-1 from the impact collision center free throw line, up and in. Now he'll get a chance for two. Killian goes through the motions. Shot goes up. And it's in and out. No good. Rebound, Justin Shepherd. Shepherd taking his time here with 4:20 rolling in this first half. Shepherd still taking his time. North Wilkes trying to run a little motion, and Ethan Brown slips. And that's going to be another North Wilkes turnover. Noah Johnson will get it off the Levi Church inbound. Crosses half court with 4:08 to go, first half. Johnson almost lost the ball. Now gets it to Levi. Levi inside, finishes strong.
Levi Church.
So now Jonathan Wagner with the basketball. It's 19-15. And now Ethan Brown goes inside, blocked away by Caleb Killian.
I tell you, great defense by Killian that time. Looked like that Brown thought he had him beat, but he just stayed right behind him, and a great job of blocking that ball.
Now North Wilkes looking to inbound. It's Shepherd. And did they get a timeout?
We got a foul, I believe.
Is it on Zamian Gwynn?
Foul, yeah. Wilkes Central's number 20, Zamian Gwynn.
So Zamian Gwynn picks up his first.
Number 24,
team eighth foul. So Joins will get a 1-1 attempt here from the Impact Collision Center free throw line. Shot goes up, and it's off the back iron. No good. Ball tipped around. Jump ball.
It's going to be Wilkes Central.
Held ball.
Or held ball, I'm sorry.
Possession belongs to the Eagles.
So now, Noah Johnson, an outlet pass to Church. Now gets it back, top of the key, 3.5 to go. He's working it. Levi corner. Three ball corner
Levi
pocket
Church
for Levi Church. 22-15. Wilkes Central trying to stretch that lead out here just before the half.
I tell you, great. Two times there, he had Levi open. The first time, he kind of caught him by surprise. But a great job by Johnson to facilitate.
And now after the Justin Shepherd miss, Wilkes Central back up the court with it. Johnson, a fadeaway. Can't get that one to fall. Got a little fancy there with that. And up the court pass to Justin Shepherd. It goes. He tries to save it, but the ball goes out of bounds.
Wilkes Central substitution, number 10, Jay Bobby.
So now Grant Linderman checks in for North Wilkes.
Grant Linderman.
You know, one guy we have not seen play tonight, Keith, is Nathaniel Everett.
No, he's usually, you know, he usually gets in there and gets some playing time. But
so with that, Nathaniel Everett, of course, has not checked in, but we got a timeout on the court. Let's hear an update from Ken, and we'll come right back with more here on 3WC.
National Honor Society Beta Club. Tickets are $1.
Ken from West Wilkes with an update after the first quarter of the boys' game. 3-2-1. From West, first quarter is in the books, and it's West Wilkes leading by 4 points. And 25-21 is the score. And for West Wilkes, leading the way is Alex Ortiz with 6 points. Isaac Baumgartner has 4 points for Jacob Brown, 4 points for Jackson Stinson, 3 points for Jordan Wentz on a three-pointer. For East Wilkes, the points are really spread out here. A couple of new players just added to the roster. Trey Lambert with 6 points. Carden Howell with 2 points, 4 for Bryce Vessel, 2 for Zach Lovett, 2 for Ben Longbottom. So I said after the first quarter, but it's at halftime here. And it's West Wilkes 25, East Wilkes 21. This update brought to you by the Country Corner Cafe in downtown Rhonda, always serving up great food. Home-style cooking at the Country Corner Cafe. I'll be back at the end of the third quarter with another update. And from West Wilkes, this is Ken for 3WC Sports.
And welcome back to the Nest. Marcus Lopez with a 3-ball, and it's a 25-15 ball game here with 2.5 to go. North Wilkes needs to find the basket here before halftime to get a little momentum coming back their way. Justin Shepherd with it goes to Ethan Brown for 3. 3-ball corner pocket, Ethan Brown.
Ethan Brown for 3.
So Brown trying to keep North Wilkes treading above water here. And now Caleb Killian gets it to Levi Church. Jay Boddy with the basketball now. Gets it to Killian. And now Lopez can't get it to go.
Foul on Wilson for number 13.
So that foul on Caleb Killian.
Come on, Jacob, take your time.
It'll be the ninth team foul for Wilkes Central. So your foul rundown for the Eagles is simple. Ahmad Osborne with 2, Noah Johnson with 2, Jay Boddy, Caleb Killian, Levi Church, Zamian Gwynn, Skylar Brooks all have 1 foul. So a 1-1 attempt from the Impact Collision Center free throw line. Shot is up, and it's good for Jacob Brown. I tell you what, Keith, it would be a good momentum shot if North Wilkes could get into the half with it being a one-possession game at least.
Well, I mean, after, you know, with 14 turnovers and still to be able this close, I mean, they got to feel they're very fortunate.
Yeah, very much so. And now the shot is up for Brown, in and out. Linderman, though, offensive rebound. And now he throws that one away. It's stolen by Marcus Lopez. Just when something started to go good for North Wilkes, another turnover hits him. Jay Boddy picks up his dribble, hands off to Lopez. Lopez goes back to Boddy, 1:44 to go, second period. Now Skylar Brooks has it. Brooks taking his time, 1:39 rolling. Brooks still with the basketball. A little back and forth. Now gives it to Levi Church, a 15-footer on a pull-up. No. Jacob Brown tries to tap it out, and it's going to be out of bounds, and still Wilkes Central basketball with exactly a minute and a half to go. So Brooks will inbound. I'm with you, Keith. You know, North Wilkes, they're still in this game when it's very easily could be the other game, or it could be the other way around. They could easily be out of this game with a turnover margin.
Yeah, I tell you what, then the only thing is Wilkes Central's not been able to capitalize on each and every one.
So now Brooks taking his time here, 1:20 to go, and now Marcus Lopez with the basketball. And now Lopez with the basketball. Wagner playing tough pressure defense. And they get the 5-second. No.
No, they got a foul.
I thought they might get the 5-second.
Fouls on North Wilkes is number 3.
And that's the first one on Wagner.
Jonathan Wagner, his first.
So Jonathan Wagner's
teammate.
Marcus Lopez to shoot 1-1.
So Lopez for a 1-1 from the Impact Collision Center free throw line. No, Skylar Brooks gets the rebound, and he didn't set himself. He tried to throw it back up in midair. Nathaniel Everett now in the game gets the rebound and heads up the court. Everett getting double teamed. Now hands off Justin Shepherd. Under a minute to go. Everett with the basketball goes inside. Tries to hand it off, and the pass goes AWOL, trying to get it to Jacob Brown. 48 seconds. Jonathan Wagner makes the smart move and brings it back up top of the key. Wagner back and forth. Hands off Justin Shepherd. Screen comes this time from Linderman. And now taking their time. Shepherd almost throws that ball out of bounds, but good job by Wagner to come track it down. 30 seconds now. North Wilkes has held this ball for his, and now a 3-ball, not the shot you really wanted. It was an okay look, but he pushed it too far to the right. So 20 seconds now. Wilkes Central going to have a chance here to push their lead up just before the half. Skylar Brooks 12 seconds now. Hands off to Lopez, 9 seconds. Lopez, 7 seconds. Lopez still with it, 5 seconds. Lopez, 4. And that's an offensive foul.
Yeah, I mean, he was completely out of control.
I was getting
on
ready to say, I don't even know what the hesitation was. That should have been obvious from the get-go.
Number 5, Marcus Lopez.
Marcus Lopez.
And, I mean, to me, that was ill-advised right there.
Yeah, very much so. Got to get a quick inbounds here. Jacob Brown. And now a full court heave. Unable to get it to go is North Wilkes. So your score at the break.
North Wilkes 19.
Wilkes Central 25. North Wilkes 19. Wilkes Communications halftime show in this boys matchup. Now underway here on 3WC.
For well over 63 years now, Wilkes Communications has been your technology partner, offering home telephone service, high-speed internet with speeds up to 1 gig, wireless networking, digital television, security systems, and much more. Wilkes Communications is dedicated to excellence in customer service, and they're committed to this community. They've given over $115,000 in scholarships to high school seniors. Find out more about Wilkes Communications online at wilkes.net or call them at 336-973-3103.
Holy moly, I need a new set of tires.
Huh, no joke. Ted, going over to Royals Mustang, Jay is an authorized Cooper Tire dealer, but he can also hook you up with any other brand of tire you want.
Where's he located?
Right there at 167 Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro.
Hot dog, let's head over there now. I can't wait any longer.
Well, Ted, while we're there, let's go ahead and fill up the car too, because Royals has 100% ethanol-free pure gas.
Well, I'll be. My car is going to be like new, with new tires and pure gas from Royals Mustang.
That's the point.
Let's roll.
Visit ImpactCollisionCenter.com to check out their full-service facility dedicated to providing you honest collision repair. If your vehicle has been involved in an accident, you can trust the professionals at Impact Collision Center. These guys are caring and compassionate, ready to assist you with your automotive repairs. From towing, rentals, repairs, insurance claims, they're ready to assist you. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Trust the professionals. Trust Impact Collision Center. 1518 West East Street, North Wilkesboro, and 1923A U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro.
Meet Pam and Bob. As a Touchstone Energy Cooperative representative, Pam's answered Bob's questions for years.
I've got a good one today.
Bring it on, Bob.
Why do I keep getting calls about going in the solar power business?
You know what? They called our house, too.
Huh. That had to be weird.
Yeah, a little. Just make sure to contact your local electric co-op before signing anything, like you did.
Learn more at TouchstoneEnergy.com.
Brought to you by Blue Ridge Energy. Visit BlueRidgeEMC.com to learn more.
Thanks for joining us for high school sports here on Hometown Christian Radio. Did you know that 3WC reaches a wide audience of listeners? From the music that we play to the local news that we broadcast and our high school sports, we reach a wide and varied audience. Not only the Christian community, but the non-Christian community as well. If you'd like to talk to us about reaching more people with your business message, contact us at 336-838-1241, Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Radio reaches more people every week than Google, Twitter, and all of the other social media sites. Radio gets results. Let us partner with you to bring customers to your business. 336-838-1241.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back. Wilkes Communications Halftime Show underway here at the Nest, and it's 25-19 in favor of the Wilkes Central Eagles. And we're being joined now at halftime by Lacey Triplett, one of the senior captains of this Wilkes Central Lady Eagle basketball team. Shane Compton has put it with us in a couple times. We've spoke with him this year. Lacey, a tough loss tonight, but tonight was about as physical of a game I think that y'all have been in all year.
It really has been.
And you look at what you've got, you know, the remainder of this stretch. It's not going to get, you know, any easier. You got tough games, not in, not out. But as you look, has it kind of sunk in yet that your senior year is getting closer and closer to winding down for basketball?
Oh, definitely.
I
think it really hit me when, honestly, when the season first started, and especially tonight, whenever I realized, like, that was possibly, like, that's the last time I'll get to play North. And, like, I used to play AU basketball with them in, like, the fifth grade and stuff, and sixth grade and stuff. And it, like, really hit me, like, I used to play with them, and that's the last chance that we're all going to be on the court playing against each other. So it's honestly, like, it hits you hard when you get to your senior year.
Absolutely. Well, I know you're a multi-sport athlete. You do more than basketball. Kind of tell people what other sports that you do as part of your high school career here at Wilk Central.
Well, in the fall, I run cross country and I play volleyball. And then during basketball season comes for winter. But this year, I've talked to Coach Compton and our track coach that's going to be in for outdoor. And he actually told me that I could do indoor track this year. So hopefully, I'm going to squeeze in a meet before state gets here. And then in the spring, I'll run outdoor track.
Well, as you look at your college career coming up, have you decided on a school yet so far to attend starting next year?
I'm actually undecided right now, but I've been looked at by Western and ECU and Lenoir Ryan, but I'm not sure.
Definitely a great list of schools you have to go there. And as you look back here, as you've mentioned, your senior year winding down, so far it's what you've been a part of. What's been like your favorite memory as being part of the Lady Eagle basketball team?
Honestly, I think from freshman year, getting to play with the girls that we won the state championship with, it was really memorable. But honestly, I think
will enable you the opportunity
for Coach Wall really, like, was probably one of my highlights in my whole high school career. And with him gone and changed, Coach Compton stepping in, I mean, he is good too. But, like, I don't know. It's just after playing for Coach Wall, being up in your girl, you kind of miss him to a certain extent. But playing with Coach Compton has been really eye-opening, and it, like, opens the floor more up for you. And, like, you're not really yelled at as much, but you're still yelled at. But it's still fun.
Well, it's a little different. It's kind of like going from, you know, being in the Marines to dropping down and being, you know, just out here in the reserves or somewhere, a little bit more laid back than what you were used to under Coach Wall. Well, Lacey, best of luck to you as you continue on
so much.
Rest of your senior year this year and with your college of choice. I'm going to look forward to seeing what you're doing down the road in your collegiate career here in a couple years.
We'll see. Thank you.
And we are just under 3.5 minutes away from getting rolling here in this second half here tonight. Let's take a break and we'll come right back with more here on Hometown Christian Radio. Hey, are you tired of the big non-local corporate grocery chains where prices seem too high and the product just isn't what it should be? If so, you need to check out Just Save Foods. Just Save Foods is North Wilkesboro's only locally owned grocery store. They have great deals every week helping you save mega bucks. And unlike any other grocery store, they are involved in the community, hosting numerous events every year. They're located at 101 Northwest Marketplace in North Wilkesboro. It's Just Save Foods, North Wilkesboro's only locally owned grocery store.
Home of the Jumbo Wings, our friends at Ted's Kickin' Chicken. Offering the daily lunch special from 11 till 2, a chicken sandwich, fries, and drink for $5.95. Tuesday, 59-cent wings, dine-in only. Wednesdays and Saturdays, love the half chicken and a side for $6.50. Thursday, scrumptious chopped chicken salads are $5.99. Friday, try the three chicken tenders, fries, and drink for $6.95. Call 336-667-7162 for takeouts or dine in with Ted's Kickin' Chicken, 1007 Statesville Road in North Wilkesboro, locally owned and operated. Need new tires? An oil change? An alignment? New brakes or other car repairs? Meineke is your one-stop shop for regular maintenance and repairs. Taking care of your car should not take over your life. Let Meineke's certified techs get your car back on the road. Call them at 336-973-2277. Ask about fleet solutions and how you can earn reward points and their payment plans. Meineke at 3384 West U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. Meineke, on with life.
It's the Wilkes Communications Halftime Show. Online at wilkes.net or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And Welcome back here to Wilkes Central High School. And from what I can gather, we have got an update ready from Mr. Ken Bird from up in Miller's Creek here tonight. So with that, we are going to get sent to send it up his way for this update. And what we're going to do here, we've got a minute until we get rolling in the second half. So we're going to let Ken go ahead and take this away.
Third quarter update, 3-2-1. After the third quarter, it is West Wilkes leading by a score of 9 points, 37-28. West Wilkes at the end of the third quarter. West Wilkes is being led in the scoring by Jacob Brown. He has 9 points, 6 points for Alex Ortiz, 5 for Jordan Wentz, 4 for Jackson Stinson, also 4 for Eric Holder. And for the East Wilkes Cardinals, Bryce Vestal up in double figures at 10. 6 points for Trey Lambert. 4 points for Ben Longbottom. 2 points for Zach Levitt. And then 4 other players at 2 points. So it's 35-28. A 7-point lead as we go to the third quarter here. West Wilkes in front, and I'll be back with an update at the end of the game. For Jerry Snackbar, this update, and we'll be back in the end of the game to tell you the story about the entire game. But this is Ken from West Wilkes for JWC Sports.
And welcome back to the Nest here tonight. And so far, Jonathan Wagner off on that shot. 25-19, your score, as we've just played about 30 seconds of basketball. Justin Shepard for three, in and out, no good. And so, Josiah Ferguson with a basketball. Gets it to Noah Johnson. Wanted a three, didn't get it. Josiah Ferguson the rebound. Now Jay Boddy fires away for three, no. And that foul.
Will Central's number 15, Levi Church.
On Levi Church, his second.
His third.
Oh, his third?
Team foul. Checking in for the Eagles.
I only had him for two, so. They have him for three, so.
That's definitely one to cause concern, Keith. And now Justin Shepard goes inside. Can you tell Levi Church wasn't on the court,
Justin
Keith?
Shepard.
Yeah.
Justin Shepard drove right to the rim. Noah Johnson with the basketball. Josiah Ferguson turns, goes up with a little hook shot, and he can't get that one to go. Rebound Justin Shepard. And now trying to force the ball inside the joins was Ethan Brown.
That's the 16th turnover for the Vikings.
To how many for Wilkes Central?
Seven.
That's really the difference in the lead marker in this game right now, is the turnover differential. And now Josiah Ferguson gets it to Skylar Brooks. Now to Noah Johnson. Johnson, corner to Boddy. Boddy gets it to Johnson. Johnson to Ferguson. Ferguson inside, trying to go up. And he can't get that to go. Rebound, Wesley joins. This is the chance for North Wilkes to try to make a run with Levi Church off the court. Jonathan Wagner, a little pull-up shot for two. 25-23. And Matt Hageman wants a quick McDonald's timeout to say, hold the phone. We got to talk just for a second. 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here. Our Just Save Foods game reset. 6:06 to go, third period. 25-23 is your score. Two team fouls already for Wilkes Central here. And we want to tell you real quick, while we have a moment, about the big special going on at Just Save this week. When you spend $35 or more, you can register to win a Yeti cooler packed full of all kinds of meat. It could be steaks, hamburger meat. And that's just in time for the big Super Bowl coming up in just a couple of weeks. So a big thing there if you spend $35 or more at Just Save at 101 Northwest Marketplace in North Wilkesboro.
And you know one thing about our halftime guest, I had the opportunity to coach that young girl, lady.
Lacey Tripp.
I'll tell you what, she holds a very special place in my heart. She always plays with 100%. I mean, you never have to worry about her not giving it all.
No. Noah Johnson with the basketball, 6 minutes, third period. Gets Skylar Brooks. Brooks with it awkward shot. It doesn't fall. And the ball knocked around. Brooks gets it back, and he's going to be fouled. So Jonathan Wagner going to pick up the foul.
Number three, Jonathan Wagner is second. Skylar Brooks at the line shooting two.
So now this Impact Legion Center free throw for Brooks up and in.
Check it back in for the Eagles, number 15, Levi Church.
So Levi Church comes back in. You know how deadly this could be if he was to pick up another foul.
Well, I tell you what, he's a smart enough kid. I think you'll see him play very with that with respect.
So 27-23 after another Impact Collision Center free throw.
And another North Wilkes turnover.
Tell you what, they can't get out of their own way here tonight. 27-23. Noah Johnson with the basketball for the Eagles. Makes a move. Kicks out. Levi Church off the back of the rim. No good. Loose ball still being knocked around. And it's going to be off. Let's see. It's going to be off of North Wilkes. It's going to stay Wilkes Central basketball.
Checking in for North Wilkes, number five.
Kobe Brown checks in for Wesley Joins. So Brooks to inbound. 5.5 to go, third period. And Zamian Gwynn now gets it to Noah Johnson. Johnson taking his time here. Now dribbles back out. Kicks out Skylar Brooks. Johnson baseline up. Can't get it to fall. Ball tipped around. Rebound, Jonathan Wagner. Pushing it up the court to Ethan Brown. Now to Kobe Brown, and he just threw up an awkward shot. Logan Call just shaking his head. That should have been an easy two.
Yeah, that was an easy two. Looked like he slipped or something. Very awkward-looking shot.
Zamian Gwynn inside position over Kobe Brown.
Hey, great entry pass that time by Church.
That's not exactly a matchup you want to see, is Zamian Gwynn on Kobe Brown. And now Ethan Brown throws up an awkward shot. Jacob Brown gets the rebound up and in. And now Levi Church with it. And offensive foul. So we talked about what we couldn't have happen. That's four on Levi Church.
Fouls on number 15, Levi Church. It's his third.
That makes more sense because I only had him for two, and they said the third.
Well,
so
we both only had him for two.
Fouls on Wilkes Central's number 23, Skylar Brooks. His second.
So now there seems to be some confusion.
I only had Levi Church for three fouls.
That's what I have. I had him for two, and they called it four.
Well, that's much to the happiness, I guess.
So now, Justin Shepherd, a little pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound, Noah Johnson. Johnson to the hoop, and they call a block.
And the basket's good.
Noah Johnson. And one.
Fouls on Ethan Brown.
That was close.
And, you know, that's Johnson's first points of the ball game.
And it comes at the 4:07 mark of the third quarter. So now, Noah Johnson for the Impact Collision Center and one free throw. And he knocks it down, 32-25. A quick pull-up jumper for North Wilkes, no good. Noah Johnson with the basketball now, under 4 minutes to go. Johnson gives it to Ahmad Osborne. Ahmad Osborne inside, and they're going to get a blocking foul.
Bound him out, ref.
And that's going to be on Kobe Brown, his second.
Fouls on North Wilkes is number five, Kobe Brown.
So his second. So Wilkes Central to inbound.
That's the third team foul on the Vikings.
Oh, Josiah Ferguson to inbound underneath. Ferguson into Zamian Gwynn. And Gwynn unable to get it to roll. Loose ball. It's out of bounds. It's going to go to North Wilkes.
And Foster comes back into the game with three fouls.
Checking in for North Wilkes, number two, Austin Foster.
Fouls starting to add up for a few players here in the second half. Foster with the basketball gets it to Shepherd. Now gets it back to Foster. And no foul called away. Another North Wilkes turnover. Josiah Ferguson. And they get the offensive foul on Ferguson. I'll be honest with you, Keith.
That's the first foul on Ferguson.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. I think the Noah Johnson one that they called a foul on North Wilkes was more closer to a charge than what that was. That's just my opinion. But nonetheless, might have just been a little bit of a makeup call. And now an offense – or was he out of bounds?
He went dribbled the ball out of bounds. So
I couldn't tell. So another North Wilkes turnover. How many turnovers does that make now?
19.
Can't win a ball game with 19 turnovers.
25 points and 19, almost as many turnovers as they got points. Very uncharacteristic for the Vikings.
Noah Johnson, Damian Gwynn, now to Ahmad Osborne. Ferguson with it. Gets it to Damian Gwynn, to Killian. Killian out to Osborne. Thought about it. Taking his time, that goes back inside to Gwynn. A little up and over move. Damian Gwynn. 34-25. Fast break opportunity for North Wilkes. No foul called. And so Noah Johnson to Ferguson. Blocked away by Foster. Loose ball. Wagner up the court with it. Has it knocked away, but North Wilkes contains it. Too strong for Shepherd. And now another loose ball on the court. Josiah Ferguson with it. Noah Johnson from way downtown. Can't get that one to go. Foster comes away with it. And now Jonathan Wagner. Game getting pretty fast paced here with 2:11. North Wilkes going to try to slow it down a little bit.
And you know the funny thing about it is that both these teams are playing the exact opposite of what they did the first time.
So now screen comes. Ethan Brown trying to work his way inside. He does. No foul call. Samian Gwynn comes away with a rebound. Noah Johnson with a basketball, guarded by Justin Shepherd. 1:45 to go, third period. Kick out, Ahmad Osborne. No good on the three-point attempt.
Go, go!
Up the court goes North Wilkes. Ethan Brown lays it up and in. It's 34-27. And another McDonald's timeout here on the court. And we're going to take a break as well. We're back in 30 seconds here on Hometown Christian Radio.
Full-time.
Hey, are you tired of the big non-local corporate grocery chains where prices seem too high and the product just isn't what it should be? If so, you need to check out Just Save Foods. Just Save Foods is North Wilkesboro's only locally owned grocery store. They have great deals every week helping you save mega bucks. And unlike any other grocery store, they are involved in the community, hosting numerous events every year. They're located at 101 Northwest Marketplace in North Wilkesboro. It's Just Save Foods, North Wilkesboro's only locally owned grocery store.
More of tonight's exciting action continues now on Hometown Christian Radio.
And welcome back to the Nest. 1:33 to go, third period, 34-27. If North Wilkes wants to try to stay above water and stay within striking distance, they got to cut down on the turnovers, Keith.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you what. If anybody would have told you you had 19 turnovers and only 27 points, but they're still in this ball game, I mean, boy, that's a gift right there, I tell you.
Yeah, you are you're definitely counting your blessings to still be within a close margin of this game here. Noah Johnson with the basketball. Gives it up to Skylar Brooks. Now to Body. Body back to Brooks. Now over to Johnson. Johnson trying to make a move. Gets it up to Levi Church. Church over to Body. Body looking to go baseline. And they get a foul on Jonathan Wagner.
That's his third.
Fouls on North Wilkes is number three. Jonathan Wagner. His third.
So he got three on Wagner, three on Foster. For North Wilkes, fourth team foul here in the second half. Noah Johnson with it, goes inside.
Great pass.
Zamy and Quinn.
What a pass that time by Noah Johnson.
Austin Foster. And now turns it over again for North Wilkes.
You know, we talked many times about the charisma and how it, Noah Johnson can play. I'll tell you what, he's doing a great job of facilitating tonight. Let's give that guy a little kudos right there. You know, that guy can do so many things well. He does not have to score to be effective.
I agree with you 100%. Johnson can affect the game in so many different ways than just scoring the basketball. Now 48 seconds to play. Wilkes Central still with it, working the ball around the perimeter. Skylar Brooks has it. Now passes top of the key. Noah Johnson. Johnson dribbles back out towards the half-court stripe with 37 seconds. Wilkes Central may try to take all this time and hold for the last shot of this third period. Now passes to Jay Boddy right in front of us here at the scorer's table. Now goes back to the center court logo. 25 seconds. Boddy back to Brooks. 24 seconds. They are taking all the time in the world here. Brooks standing at half court. Now gives up Noah Johnson, who now works back towards half court. Johnson makes a move, dribbles back out, 15 seconds. Johnson now goes all the way. Levi Church, three ball in and out. 8 seconds now, Justin Shepherd. He gets it up to Brown, who passes it to Wagner.
We got a block.
And a blocking foul on Jay Boddy.
That's the second foul on Boddy.
Central's number 10, Jay Boddy.
Going to be the 16th foul here in the second half.
His second.
And now North Wilkes. Nathaniel Everett's got to shoot. And he can't get that one off. So we head to the fourth and final period.
North Wilkes 27.
36-27 is your score. And we'll be back right after this on Hometown Christian Radio.
Your one-stop computer sales and service shop is Express Computer Clinic, offering all kinds of computer supplies, keyboards, cables, and printers. Steve Johnson is the man with a plan who can build, refurbish, and transfer files from your computer. So if your computer is suffering from a virus, call 336-973-0300. You won't have to wait, and you can get your computer returned in a timely manner. Located at 1619 Industrial Drive near the YMCA, across from River's Edge in Wilkesboro. Steve reminds you not to text and drive. It's our friends at Express Computer Clinic.
Have you got bugs on the ceiling, bugs on the wall, bugs in the kitchen, bugs in the hall, bugs on the windows, bugs on the doors? You got so many bugs you can't stand them anymore. A bug man will do the job right. No more bugs in your house tonight. Wayne Salmon at A Bug Man will take care of this problem for you. Call 984-7677. Say goodbye and good riddance to your bug problems. Call A Bug Man, 984-7677. No more bugs in your house tonight.
And welcome back to the Nest as we start this fourth and final quarter of play. 36-27 is your score. Wilkes Central in front of North Wilkes. Noah Johnson with the basketball gives to Jay Boddy. Boddy working it around to Brooks. Brooks to Zamy and Gwynn. Now to Johnson in the corner. Johnson back up top to Gwynn. Now gives it off Levi Church. Church back to Gwynn. Now to Skylar Brooks. Inside Jay Boddy tries to make a move and air balls a shot. Levi Church the rebound though. Kicks it out. Noah Johnson from way downtown. Too strong. And now we got is it over the back on Zamy and Gwynn?
No, it's a push off.
Push off.
Number 20.
His second. The foul is on Zamy and Gwynn.
That's his second.
Team seven.
Man, that's a 1-on-1.
Seventh team foul.
So now into the 1-on-1 here for Impact Collision Center free throw line. You need these free throws if you're North Wilkes, Keith. It's key to put points on the board without the clock rolling.
Yeah, it's very key for them.
Wagner's free throw is up and in, 36-28. Wagner, the second of two from the Impact Collision Center free throw line. And it's in and out, no good, 36-28 your score. Johnson with the basketball. He's going to cross half court with 7:25 to go, fourth period. Johnson taking his time, being pressured by Justin Shepherd.
Shepard with his eyes locked solely on Noah Johnson. Johnson hands off Levi Church in the left corner. Church makes a move, and he airballs that one. That was just awkward. And now Skylar Brooks, another steal. Jacob Brown going to try to alter the shot, but Skylar Brooks finishes. And now Kobe Brown with a basketball. Brown being guarded by Johnson. And Kobe Brown hits the deck. He wanted a foul call, didn't get it. And now they're going to get Skylar Brooks with a foul.
Well, I tell you what, that was a great hustle play, though, by Brooks on that one.
On Wilk Central's number 23, Skylar Brooks.
That's his third.
Second, or his third, I'm sorry, I missed the tally on Brooks. So 6:50 to go, fourth period, 38-28. And Jonathan Wagner, 1-1 from the Impact Collision Center free throw line. He makes this one. It's a 9-point game. Shot is up, but it's in. He makes this one. It'll be an 8-point game. North Wilkes is not out of this game yet, Keith.
No, they're still hanging in there, and it's very imperative that they hit these free throws.
Shot is up and in for Jonathan Wagner. 38-30 with 6:46 rolling fourth period. Jay Boddy wide open. Zambian Gwynn has it poked away. Good defense by the Vikings. Kobe Brown, 2-on-1 fast break to Ethan Brown. Brown can't finish. And now Jacob Brown gets it underneath, and he kicks it out. Jonathan Wagner has it trying to set up the offense. And now looking to go inside is Ethan Brown. He wanted a foul, didn't get it. And now Noah Johnson has it. Wilk Central escaped without the lead being cut into there. Noah Johnson now going to drop back to midcourt and take his time here with 6:11 to go, fourth period. And now a body foul.
Hey, he got a charge.
On Jonathan Wagner.
That's going to be his fourth.
One more, and Jonathan Wagner will be DQ'd in this one.
His fourth.
So now, an inbounds pass stolen away. Brooks just kind of lofted that one out there. And now North Wilkes in danger of turning that one over again. Jonathan Wagner maintains control. Gets it to Kobe Brown. Brown with a basketball. Gives off to Ethan Brown. Now over to Justin Shepard. Over to Jonathan Wagner. Down over to Ethan Brown, who goes up. And he's unable to finish. Levi Church gets the rebound. And they're going to get a foul
on Levi Church.
Church.
That's his fourth. Now that is his fourth.
And that's four on Levi Church.
That's five! That's five!
Fouls on Wilk Central, number 15, Levi Church.
His fourth. There's been confusion all night on the foul totals for Levi Church, but it's four from what we have in our book. And the shot is good for Ethan Brown.
And ours is not official, but
no, ours is not official.
It's about as official
but
as
they
could be.
They called four when they called his third foul.
I think that was a misnomer there.
And now the other Impact Collision Center free throw is good. It's 38-32, a 6-point ball game. One has to believe North Wilkes is going to try to draw a foul on Levi Church when they get this ball back. Josiah Ferguson with it now. Now goes to Noah Johnson. Johnson with a basketball, 5.5 to go. Johnson takes his time, gives up Skylar Brooks. 5:27 rolling fourth period. It's a 6-point ball game. Kobe Brown playing tough D. He's got to be careful. Justin Shepard. And now Noah Johnson has it blocked away, and they call a foul. That looked like a block, but nonetheless, Noah Johnson's going to be going to the free throw line.
And that's on number 15, Justin Shepard. That's his second. That's 16 foul.
And so Noah Johnson, Impact Collision Center free throw, rattles around and falls.
North Brooks is number 15, Justin Shepard.
It's the second of two here for Noah Johnson. Shot is up, and it's in and out, no good. It's a 7-point ball game. Kobe Brown with a basketball. Brown gets it to Ethan Brown, trying to go inside to Jacob Brown. They do. And Brown's shot is altered. I think Logan Cole wanted a foul, but he's not going to get the call.
So Noah Johnson taking his time now. Skylar Brooks with it, gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson, and they're going to get a foul on Ethan Brown.
That's his third.
4:48 to go, and fouls starting to pile up for both teams.
Now he got a one-on-one situation for the Eagles.
So Josiah Ferguson, 1-1 from the Impact Collision Center free throw line.
Free throw is very big and important at this stage of the game.
And Ferguson has been known to be a shaky free throw shooter. So North Wilkes definitely going to hope for a miss here. Oak Central, however, may need this to add to their lead. Ferguson's shot is up, and it's no good. Rebound, Kobe Brown. So Kobe Brown gets it over to Justin Shepherd. Now to Jonathan Wagner for three. Off the front of the rim, no. Rebound, Ethan Brown. So North Wilkes keeps it alive with a very key offensive rebound. Jonathan Wagner, now to Ethan Brown. Brown gets it in the corner for Shepherd. In and out, no good. Looked for the three ball from the corner, but could not get it to fall. And now Noah Johnson. It's to Jay Boddy. Boddy with the basketball. Hands off Noah Johnson with 4:05 to go, fourth period. Johnson makes a move to the hoop. And another blocking foul. And this is on Kobe Brown. That's his third.
Fouls on North Wilkes is number five, Kobe Brown.
Eighth team foul.
That's his third. Noah Johnson this year, 1-1.
So Johnson, 1-1 from the Impact Collision Center free throw line. Shot is up, and it's good. 40-32 is your score as Austin Foster checks in for Kobe Brown.
Austin Foster.
Noah Johnson to add with another Impact Collision Center free throw. It's in and out, no good. Loose ball, Josiah Ferguson comes away with it. So Wilkes Central with a chance to add some more points here. Johnson to the hoop, he can't finish. Justin Shepherd with the rebound. Shepherd goes up the court and gets it to Forster, and he throws it away. Another turnover by Foster. Josiah Ferguson. And Ferguson finishes.
Josiah Ferguson.
42-32, your score. It's all of a sudden a 10-point lead. And Ferguson goes out of bounds with the basketball. So it'll stay
almost another turnover that time by the – and see, you see, the Vikings don't definitely need to be playing this quick. They need to just – I mean,
this is out of their time. So now Foster gets the ball top of the key. Gets it to Ethan Brown. Brown trying to get this offense running a little bit more fluidly. Barrels inside. Offensive foul on Ethan Brown.
That's his fourth.
So now, that's now 19 fouls.
Number one, Ethan Brown. That's his fourth.
Noah Johnson gets it now. Taking his time. 3:20 to go. Gets it to Ferguson. Ferguson's got to get across half court. And he does to Skylar Brooks, who goes and now passes the body to Johnson. Johnson thought about the three, then pulls back. Johnson taking his time now. Gets it to Boddy. Jay Boddy, loose ball, stolen away by Jonathan Wagner. And he botches the attempt, and we got a jump ball.
Hell ball.
It's going to stay with the Vikings.
And so possession arrow favors North Wilkes.
Possession remains with North Wilkes.
Now Justin Shepherd to inbound. North Wilkes has to get some points on the board here. Ethan Brown has it. Now to Shepherd. Shepherd guarded by Ferguson. Gets it to Foster. Now to Ethan Brown. Ethan Brown cuts. And he is side swapped. Takes a hard hit to the floor.
Let's see if somebody, you know.
They're going to get Noah Johnson.
Noah Johnson, and that's going to be his third.
Fouls on Wilkes Central's number three, Noah Johnson.
And we're in a double bonus now.
His third.
If you notice, Keith, we've not seen much Caleb Killian in this second half.
Yeah, that's kind of surprising.
And now Ethan Brown, free throw from the Impact Collision Center free throw line is up and in.
The Eagles, number two,
I'm kind of shocked, Keith, that Northbrook's not tried to go into the post and draw that fifth foul on Levi.
Yeah, well, he's played fairly smart, but like you said, I mean, they seem to be settling for outside jump shots.
And so it is 42-34, 2:38 to go. Tough defense being played by North Wilkes. And we got a McDonald's timeout here on the court with 2:36 left to play. And your score, Wilkes Central 42, North Wilkes 34. Back after this on 3WC.
The history of Raine Sturdivant Funeral Home goes back almost 100 years and touches generations of families in Wilkes and surrounding counties. They have a state-of-the-art facility on Armory Road in North Wilkesboro, as well as a full-service monument company. Scenic Memorial Gardens is also there for you with their beautiful chapel mausoleum and cemetery facility. Raine Sturdivant Funeral Home, Scenic Memorial Gardens, and Raine Sturdivant Monument Company, a proud part of Wilkes County and a supporter of high school sports here on 3WC. Thanks for joining us for high school sports here on Hometown Christian Radio. Did you know that 3WC reaches a wide audience of listeners? From the music that we play to the local news that we broadcast and our high school sports, we reach a wide and varied audience. Not only the Christian community, but the non-Christian community as well. If you'd like to talk to us about reaching more people with your business message, contact us at 336-838-1241, Monday through Friday between 9 and 5. Radio reaches more people every week than Google, Twitter, and all of the other social media sites. Radio gets results. Let us partner with you to bring customers to your business. 336-838-1241.
And welcome back here to the NAS. Skylar Brooks to inbound, 2:36 to go. He gets it into Noah Johnson, 42-34. And Noah Johnson dribbles towards the hoop, and we got a foul called.
And you can see what they're trying to do. The old, if you remember the old four corners that Carolina used to play with Phil Ford, basically what you're doing is you're putting four guys in the four corners and letting Johnson go to the middle.
And Johnson for the Impact Collision Center free throws in and out, no good.
Checking back in for the Eagles, number 10.
So North Wilkes still with a pulse. It's just an 8-point deficit with 2.5 to go. There is still life. Free throw is up, and it's good. 43-34, your score. Justin Shepherd gets it to Ethan Brown. Ethan Brown, loose ball, gets it to Foster for three. No, Foster follows his shot but can't control the rebound, and he's going to get called for a foul.
That's his fourth.
Fouls on the Vikings, number two, Austin Foster.
And both teams his in the double bonus.
Noah Johnson back at the line to shoot two.
So Johnson, two attempts from the Impact Collision Center free throw line. First one is up and good. Second one, Johnson goes through the motions. Shot goes up, and it's good. 45-34 with 2:15 to go. Foster with the basketball for North Wilkes. Hands it off to Jonathan Wagner, and Wagner dribbles back out. Now back to Foster. He makes a cutting move inside. And the foul is going to be on
Skylar Brooks, I believe.
If so, it's his fourth.
Foul's on Wilkes Central's number 23, Skylar Brooks.
His fourth. So you got two of your five out there with four fouls.
That's his fourth. The line for the Vikings, number two, Austin Foster.
Foster's first free throw is up and in. These Impact Collision Center free throws very key down the stretch of this game.
Ahmad Osborne.
Ahmad Osborne replaces Josiah Ferguson. Foster's second free throw is up, in and out, no. Rebound, Ethan Brown. North Wilkes with a chance to add 3 or even to 4 points on this one possession. A three ball, Justin Shepherd, no. Rebound, Skylar Brooks. They kind of short-armed that shot, Keith. And now Noah Johnson getting pressured big time here. Double team, gets it to Brooks. And now Brooks makes a move inside. Levi Church finishes.
Levi Church.
47-35. Now to Ethan Brown. Brown almost gets the and one finish. Is this on?
It's going to be on Brooks or Church, one or the other.
So somebody's gone.
Fouls on Brooks Central, number 15, Levi Church.
Levi is gone.
That's his fifth.
So Levi is gone. How many points he finished with, Keith? I know he hadn't had a big night, I don't think.
Number 13, Haley Killian. Number
11.
11.
Line to shoot two.
So now Ethan Brown for two Impact Collision Center free throws here off the front of the rim and no good. So now the second of two Impact Collision Center free throws. Shot is up and it's off. Ball tipped around into the hands of Noah Johnson. You needed those free throws, Keith. And so Johnson dribbling around, and he's going to be fouled.
And if that's on Justin Shepherd,
Ethan Brown.
And that's all for that's all for Brown.
So Ethan Brown is gone.
Checking in for the back end, number five, Cody Brown.
So now,
I tell you, Noah Johnson has made his living at the free throw line this fourth quarter.
He definitely has. I believe he's been the only, no, Josiah Ferguson's took some free throws. Other than that, it's been all Johnson from the free throw line, and he's in and out on that.
Noah Johnson at the line for the Eagles to shoot the second of two.
If there's one part of Johnson's game he does struggle at from time to time, it is free throw shooting. That one does fall. Now, North Wilkes, Foster, unable to get that one to go. Rebound, Wilkes Central, and it goes off the foot of Foster. So at 1:15 to go, it's a 13-point ball game.
And it looks like the Eagles are going to definitely have some be the only second-place team there is in the Mountain Valley Conference.
Yeah, and they're only trailing the Stormont Rams by one game. Noah Johnson and Skylar Brooks going back and forth with it. Now gets it to Jay Boddy. A minute to go in this one, and we got a foul.
Foul on North Wilkes.
That's going to be on Brown. That's his fourth.
Cody Brown, that's his fourth.
So Cody Brown picks up personal number four.
At the line to shoot two.
Jay Boddy at the free throw line for two. Impact Collision Center free throws, knocks down the first.
That's his first point of the night.
And wait a minute. A mental mistake by Wilkes Central. I'm trying to figure out what happened.
Well,
but
what they had was a lane violation.
That's what I was thinking. So with that, a missed shot by North Wilkes. Josiah Ferguson with it.
Personal fouls on North Wilkes is number 23, Jacob Brown.
That's his second.
His second. Number 24, Josiah Ferguson at the line shooting two.
So Ferguson for two Impact Collision Center free throws with 50 seconds to go. First one's up, and it's off, no good. 49-35. Shot is up, and it's good. 50-35. This one kind of had the icing put on the cake right there at a 15-point deficit.
And that's kind of a crazy foul by Boddy. Pick up his third. I mean, his man's 30 feet away from the basket. He's not going to do anything out there.
Jonathan Wagoner.
So Jonathan Wagoner for two Impact Collision Center free throws. Shot is up, and it's good. 50-36. And the second of two makes it 50-37.
You know, all the points this fourth quarter scored by North Wilkes have been from the free throw line. They've not scored from the field.
Now we see Caleb Killian for the first time in the second half with 38 seconds to go. And Noah Johnson's going to be fouled.
If that's on number five, that's his. He's got. He's out. Colby Brown.
Number five, Colby Brown.
Yep.
That's his fifth.
And he is DQ'd.
Checking back in for North Wilkes, number 32, Nathaniel Everett. Noah Johnson at the
So Johnson two. For two Impact Collision Center free throws. That first one is up and in.
Checking back in for the Eagles, number 20, Samian Gwynn.
So Samian Gwynn checks back in for this final 36 seconds. Johnson's shot is up, and it's good. 52-37. North Wilkes trying to add some just garbage points at this point. Jonathan Wagner, no. Rebound, Justin Shepherd, no. Ball tipped up. Jonathan Wagner, rebound. Three ball, no. And the ball's grabbed by Jay Boddy. And Logan Call says, don't foul. Just end it. Let it roll. And 52-37 is going to be your final score in this one. And Zamian Gwynn's trying to score. North Wilkes says, no. It's not exactly, and the North Wilkes is going to try to score, obviously. Jonathan Wagner was fouled. They didn't call it. And Jonathan Wagner is down. And now, they don't call that as a foul. Jonathan Wagner is hurt.
52-39. Congratulations.
And that was the only field goal actually scored was that last field goal by Austin Foster. But tell you what, that don't look – let's just hope it looks like it might be a cramp. Let's hope it's a cramp.
You're wondering, but that was a scary fall he took with no time left on the clock. And that's one he's laying over there writhing in pain about. And
have a safe trip
with that. The North Wilkes faithful definitely upset with the referees not calling anything on that, and rightfully so. And with that, our Wilkes Communications post-game show will be underway. But first, I'm being told we have the final update of the night between West Wilkes and East Wilkes. So, Ken Bird, take it away, my friend.
Final update from West Wilkes High School. West Wilkes finally pulled out a five-point win, 55-50. East Wilkes made a gallant try down the stretch, but missed free throws. Kind of eliminated any chance they had for winning. And in the scoring for West Wilkes, leading the way was Jacob Brown with 13 points. Isaac Bumgarner had six. Nine points for Alex Ortiz, eight for Jordan Wentz, nine for Jackson Stinson. Whereas for East Wilkes, Bryce Vestal, a good night of scoring. Bryce Vestal with 20 points in the game. 8 points for Trey Lambert, who was just added to East Wilkes' roster. Ken Longbottom had six points. And four players had 2 points each, 9 points for B.C. Spears. So it was West Wilkes 55, East Wilkes 50. And that'll do it for my final update here from West Wilkes. And as I go, just remember, folks, to be a good sport and keep smiling. Update brought to you by the Country Corner Cafe, also Jerry's Snack Bar. Have a terrific Tuesday. Good night. Ken saying God bless. So long, everybody.
Thank you, Mr. Bird, for that final update. And congratulations to the West Wilkes Blackhawks, a hard-fought five-point victory tonight over the East Wilkes Cardinals. And so that sets us up for this upcoming Thursday night. We have a little makeup basketball, but it is Wilkes County's favorite rivalry, Black and Orange versus Green and Gold, coming about a week later than scheduled. But nonetheless, we'll be back here at the Nest on Thursday night when West Wilkes battles Wilkes Central in what looks to be a very good ball game. West Wilkes trying to move back up in the ranks of the Mountain Valley Athletic Conference. Let's take a break here on the Wilkes Communications postgame show. We'll be back right after this.
For well over 63 years now, Wilkes Communications has been your technology partner, offering home telephone service, high-speed internet with speeds up to 1 gig, wireless networking, digital television, security systems, and much more. Wilkes Communications is dedicated to excellence in customer service, and they're committed to this community. They've given over $115,000 in scholarships to high school seniors. Find out more about Wilkes Communications online at wilkes.net or call them at 336-973-3103.
Looking to build or remodel? From simple renovations to constructing new homes, Chuck Wallace Construction can assist you with all your building needs. If your kitchen or bathroom cabinets need an update, they can custom build and install new cabinets as well. They are licensed and insured. Check out their Facebook page. Chuck Wallace Construction is located at 125 Woodhaven Road in North Wilkesboro. Their business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. To speak with professionals at Chuck Wallace Construction, call 336-902-9200. Again, that phone number, 336-902-9200.
For all your insurance needs, it's Deal Insurance. Offering home, automobile, life, commercial, and health insurance, they deal with several companies, including Erie, and will do your insurance shopping for you to obtain the best rate possible. The number one product they offer at Deal Insurance is service. And while you're at it, ask them about their God One Church Insurance. Call them today for a free quote. 336-838-3838, 810 North Moravian Street, beside the Flowers Bread Store in Wilkesboro. Deal Insurance. Locally owned and operated Great State Bank of Wilkesboro offers a wide variety of products and services with three full-service offices in Wilkesboro, Boone, and Yadkinville. Staffed by experienced banking professionals, Great State Bank is five-star rated. For deposit accounts, loans, including mortgage loans, they care about your needs and will be there to help. 336-903-4948, 1422 U.S. Highway 421 in Wilkesboro, beside Two River Cinema. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. MLS number 415125.
Bringing you exciting Wilkes County High School sports. This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and W261 CG 100.1 FM. It's the Wilkes Communications post-game show, online at wilkes.net, or find out more by calling 336-973-3103.
And welcome back to the Nest. Congratulations to the Wilkes Central Eagles, 52-39. They are victorious tonight, and congratulations to the North Wilkes Lady Vikings. They were victorious earlier on tonight, 60-56. And Keith, it's time to present our Herald's Restaurant Player of the Game to the most outstanding player who we feel is awarded that on the winning team tonight. And I think Noah Johnson gets our vote tonight.
I tell you, Noah come in that fourth quarter, and he scored 8 points, that just entirely from the free throw line. Yeah. When they needed to put some separation in there, he handled the ball very well. He fed the ball well, and a lot of times him and Levi were the top scorers with 11 points. But, a lot of times when we've done Wilkes Central games, you've had one player that basically had 20, 30 points and nobody else had anything. But you look over this Wilkes Central, you had Johnson with 11, Lopez with 3, Body with 1, Killian with 3, Church with 11, Gwynn with 8, Brooks with 8, Ferguson with 7. And that's very balanced scoring by this. And that's one of the things we've not seen in the past. And I was really impressed. You know, we've talked about it many, many times. We saw more of a team effort tonight. And this is the kind of effort that I think that we've expected out of that Eagle team.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think that Wilkes Central showed toughness tonight. They showed more of a team balance, what we've been looking for all year. And it definitely played to their favor in this 52-39 victory tonight. North Wilkes Lady Vikings, they pulled out another victory just to extend their lead in the conference standings. The East Wilkes girls, however, keeping pace with them. That's a big matchup going on tomorrow night in Rhonda between these two schools when they get set to do battle with each other, East Wilkes and North Wilkes. And, of course, we will come your way, just a couple of days from now on Thursday night. We'll come your way right back here to Wilkes Central. It'll be West Wilkes and Wilkes Central. 7:05 is our scheduled airtime right here from the Nest. Special thank you to Ken Bird on reports. Special thank you to Mason Lyons back at the worldwide headquarters. As always, manning the ship for us in Wilkesboro. And, of course, my broadcast partner in crime, Mr. Keith Bryan, as always, as we sign off on this Tuesday night from Wilkes Central. Once again, congratulations to the North Wilkes Lady Vikings. 60-56, they are victorious over Wilkes Central Lady Eagles tonight, and the Wilkes Central boys are victorious. 52-39 for Ken, for Mason, for Keith. I'm Eggman Chambers saying good night and God bless everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed our Game of the Week.
presented by the 3WC family of sports boosters. Wilkes Communications, Deal Insurance, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Impact Collision Center, Blue Ridge Energy, Royals Mustang, The Logger Shop, Miller Funeral Service, Blue Ridge Tractor, Just Save, Great State Bank, Don's Char Grill, Chuck Wallace Construction, McDonald's, Piedmont Federal, Ted's Kickin' Chicken, Wake Forest Baptist, Orthopedic West Park, A Bugman, Executive Financial, Wilkes Hardware, Kirk's Automotive, Cornerstone Creations, Express Computer Clinic, and Meineke. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio.